the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get with this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. Ah! It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Jeez.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 628.
Suck it.
And once again, we are joined by Mike from the Humanist Report. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you for having me back again. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. And what did you say before we went live to him? We'll invite him back enough times.
Yeah, he's like, always feels good to be invited back to things. I said, well, we'll invite you back until it stops feeling good.
Yeah. So anything new in your world right now?
Oh, man. It's nothing but pure chaos. It's difficult to keep up with the news cycle. It's difficult to talk about everything, because when you do political commentary, people kind of expect you to be on it and have, you know, something ready to go for whatever new breaking story. But it's tough because I don't always like to just share my opinion. Sometimes I like to sit back and digest it and kind of like let it, you know, marinate a little bit. But it's tough. There's a lot going on right now, but, you know, it's certainly entertaining. I'll say that at least.
Yes, absolutely. I was watching some of it unfold yesterday with regard to the whole Trump thing, which we'll get into, the Trump impeachment whistleblowing fiasco.
I was thinking about
so many layers to that.
Yeah, we will get to that.
I was thinking about doing a YouTube news channel as well, and just upload other people's clips with a Snapchat filter over their face so they get the curls and the bandana. People will just think it's me. Tim Pool uploads, boom, curls and bandana uploaded to my site. You upload, I'll steal your stuff. I'll steal fucking Joe Rogan podcast. I'll have my head on whoever Joe Rogan's talking to. Or Joe
that
Rogan,
can actually
even
be successful. I know back in 2016, a couple of people stole my videos and uploaded it, and one of them got like quite a bit of views, and it was like monetized and whatnot, and I didn't realize it until somebody else showed that to me, and I'm like, I reached out to them like, hey, could you like not monetize it at a minimum? Because like I'm kind of losing money from this. And I
you could just
it was
claim
like a
it.
Really long, like a 15. It was a 15 minute long video. Where
just
I put
claim
a lot
the
of
video. You get all the payment. Claim the video.
I believe that I did claim it, but they responded and they were like, hey, what are you doing? Release this claim. And I'm like,
no, that's my
no,
stuff.
Like, what are you? No, like, I don't remember exactly what I did, but I was just kind of like taken aback. Like, this is pretty brazen. Like, you can use a clip. Like, you can use, like, you know, minutes of clip if you want to, but you have to, like, supplement that with your own commentary. So you can't just, like, rip off something. Otherwise, we'd all be ripping off videos and monetizing them.
Right. Yeah.
But a lot of people get away with that because not enough people call them out. And they just continually re-upload. There's a lot of people that, like, work in the live streaming community that will take clips of people's live streams and just make tons of views off of them. It's
there are those clip channels that just clip whatever goes on the internet that they're interested in, basically.
Yeah.
And there's no commentary, there's not really any editing besides just cuts. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely not fair use. I'll say that.
It's unfair use.
Unfair use, precisely it. Yeah, because it's like you can't just take somebody's work. And I'm very like strong on, you know, fair use. Like, I think that basically there's no like for sure rule, but my general rule is as long as I am like doubling the time of the clip in my own video, then I feel like that's kind of fair, you know?
I'm constantly saying things that are like really fucked up.
Yep.
And then I tie them into like being a sweet boy, but people will take just the fucked up part and leave the sweet boy part out and then repost it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get canceled soon. I don't know.
I don't think you're cancelable.
I hope not. If someone tries to cancel me, I'm just going full on trans.
I've been canceled multiple times throughout this election, and I anticipated it. My max is, I think, like 5 cancellations, because anytime you criticize like a different candidate that you don't support, like, it's going to happen. It's just bound to happen. So, I mean, cancellations are incredibly common nowadays, but it'll go away. We'll all be cool after 2020, or maybe we'll be worse, but, you know, it'll get better.
I just, once I get canceled, I'm going to go hang out with Louis C.K. I think
he's doing
fun.
Okay.
He's not doing too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing ovations and whatnot. I'm not sure if you saw the video from Some More News. He did a big video. It was like 30 minutes long on cancel culture. It was so fascinating. And he broke it down in such a great way that I hadn't really thought of, that cancel culture isn't really a thing. Like, for random people on the internet, that's problematic. Like, if we're going through somebody's like Facebook posts from 10 years ago and they work at Target and we get them fired, that's an issue. But like, for celebrities, they're not really like getting canceled. You know, it's more of they are losing a gig because of something that they did, and we're kind of learning to adapt to, you know, consequences now with social media. But I mean, in terms of like normal people, it's not so much a thing, and it's kind of overblown. And I thought it was hilarious as well. Like, he touches on everything, and I think he does such a good job.
Yeah, it's not Cody. It's not so much a concern for normal people who have normal jobs. I would agree there.
Definitely.
It does happen. I mean, like, the thing that happened to Pro Jared, I don't know how much you looked into that, but
they
totally destroyed that guy. And then whatever, the hate against him was so huge that any rumor about him was instantly believed if it was negative. So then the whole, he was sending dick pics to 14-year-olds or whatever, that sort of stuff started coming up.
I saw that from the H3 podcast. They covered that and the, what's his name? It's a makeup guru. It's James
Charles.
Yes.
James Charles, Charles. Where everybody kind of like, were dogpiling, and then they flipped and dogpiled on the other girl.
Yes.
And it's like, Tati. Damn, people are very, very, like, this mob mentality is a little scary. But yeah, I don't know about the, like, the Pro Jared and all the details. I just kind of know, like, the bum rush.
Yeah, well, he came back and finally made a statement, because he was dealing with some legal stuff, you know, getting a divorce, and which is what kind of ignited all of this. Was him getting a divorce.
Even if he was guilty, wouldn't it be nice if he could, like, get put to trial and, like, dealt with that way rather than just random
mob? The court
mob
of public opinion?
Fuck the court of public opinion. Random mob of people who think they're right.
Most of them didn't even know who he was before it happened.
They're, like, righteously fervent and attacking.
But
they're bullies.
But the James Charles and Pro Jared thing happened in the same week.
Yeah.
Actually, the James Charles thing kind of took some of the heat off of Jared at the time.
I could see that.
Yep.
Yeah. You notice how, like, everyone on the internet kind of just focuses on one thing, and then something else will happen, and then all of the attention will, like, shift massively?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
That's crazy. It's kind of how we've been. Isn't that the wag the dog scenario where
kind
they
of.
Distract people?
Yeah.
That's why they had to kill Anna Nicole Smith back when Clinton was bombing the countries. They had her
Hold
die.
Hold on. Anna Nicole Smith died when Bush was president.
Was it Bush?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Bush was bombing somebody.
Probably.
So they had to kill her to take the eyes off of Bush.
I think there was a constant state of bombing going on while Bush was president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Is there just constant state of bombing all the time, and we don't know about it because we're too busy worried about Pro Jared?
Basically.
Yeah.
We're bombing what? It's 8 or 9 countries now, possibly, at least, like, with drones. And there was a report that a recent drone strike in Afghanistan killed, like, thousands of civilians. So we're always bombing. And I feel like we've become so desensitized to it because we can kind of just, like, tune out. And part of it is, like, people who are born today, like my nephew, who is going to be graduating soon, like, all his life we've been at war. And that's such a crazy thought. Like, how that desensitizes people. It's crazy when you really think about it and think about how it's still bloody. Like, you know, we don't think about this because it's not necessarily reported in the mainstream media, because that's not necessarily a sexy topic, but it's really crazy.
Do you think Google and Apple are going to get into the war business and they'll just buy our wars off of us and fight them for us with drones and robots?
Well, I mean, I can't think of his name right now, but there is, like, a Christian Fundy, and he is trying to urge Trump to privatize aspects of wars abroad. I don't know which countries he's currently trying to get, but I mean, the privatization effort is absolutely a possibility. And, like, they kind of know that Donald Trump is someone who's manipulated. He's easily manipulated. So they're kind of, like, trying to capitalize on that, because There's always been this push for privatization, but other presidents were like, okay, that's a step too far. You know, we're doing the war and I'm happy with that. So I'm not going to take it a step further and
Halliburton.
Piss people off.
Yeah, if Trump seems like the kind of guy where if you just stroke his ego, he'll like you. And then you could probably get him to do what you want him to do.
Yeah, totally, totally. And this is completely off topic, but I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't know how. This is like 3 years old. There is a video of Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani with Rudy Giuliani in drag. And
yes.
Trump is motorboating him. How did I not see this? Like, it was insanity. I watched that this week. And my husband told me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he's
no.
frozen.
They cut him off because he brought up the motorboat.
Yeah. Oh, you're back. Okay. You're back. You're back.
Yeah. Motorboat. That's where I got cut off. Okay.
We got as far as you were mentioning your husband, and that's all we heard.
Yeah, no, my husband told me about that, and I assumed that he was talking about like a deep fake, like somebody was memeing. I did not know that was like an actual skit.
Ask
like
a next report. What does he think about USS Liberty?
Nightmares.
What do you think about the USS Liberty? We just got a $100 Streamlabs donation to ask you that question.
The USS Liberty. I don't know what.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, let's look it up really quick.
I would be happy to answer because that's a big donation. So I want to give you something.
Yeah. A lot of love and support. Right
the
there.
USS Liberty incident. Take it away, Billy.
The USS Liberty incident was an attack on United States Navy technical research ship USS Liberty by Israeli Air Force jet fighter aircraft and Israeli Navy motorboats. I'm thinking of fucking Trump motorboating Giuliani. Israeli Navy motor torpedo boats on 8th of June 1967 during the Six-Day War. The combined air and sea attack killed 34 crew members, naval officers, seamen, two Marines, and one civilian, wounded 171 crew members, and severely damaged the ship. At the time, the ship was in international waters north of the Sinai Peninsula, about 25.5 nautical miles northwest from the Egyptian city of Arish. Israel apologized for the attacks, and the USS Liberty had been attacked in error after being mistaken for an Egyptian ship. Both the Israeli and U.S. governments conducted inquiries and issued reports that concluded the attack was a mistake due to Israeli confusion about the ship's identity. Others, including survivors of the attack, have rejected these conclusions and maintain the attack was deliberate.
Damn.
So we had survivors?
I mean, whoever's... I would say if the ship was allowed to be there and they found out that it was a deliberate attack, then people should probably... I mean, this was so long ago. Who knows, you know, who's still alive from this time that was involved with it, but
let me see what the ADL has to say.
Obviously, people would have to be
Liberty.
I would say people would have to be prosecuted over it, though.
Oh, for sure. This is part of the Six-Day War. Yeah, I didn't know about this, but I'll just say that if it were any other country, basically, we would have bombed the fuck out of them, went to war. Like if that was Iran, no way, not going to stand for that, because that's like. That's a pretty big accident. Like, you know, an accident is when you like leave the stove
Don't
on or something like
key.
That.
Yeah.
This is
I
like
love your work, Mike.
Insanity.
PT Ham, thank you very much for the.
You're right,
thank
though.
You.
And Israel had to have been a relatively young nation. 1967. When did they become a nation? Post World War II, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, it's true. I don't understand even back then. We would let something like that slide. And you're right. I think if it would have been any other country, especially other countries from that same region, there would have been hell to pay.
Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
This was just an accident. I looked at the ADL website, the Anti-Defamation League. They said this was definitely just an accident. And anybody who says differently is just trying to drum up anti-Semitism. And that's wrong.
Yes.
But yeah, this is... Like I think it's funny that we got a $100 dono to talk about something from
1967.
Over what? Was it 60 years ago? 70 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't do math.
I feel bad I didn't know either.
It was only
50
years ago?
Yeah.
But I think there's a reason why we don't know, though, right? Because accidents happen and we forgive and forget.
We don't want to bring up the past. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you want to bring up old shit. If you really want to go back about 15 years prior. Yeah, that's right. World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scandal.
That was no accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was deliberate.
We're getting a whole bunch of them, but we will read the ones that are $20 or less. We will read those after the first segment's over. So I guess I'll play the intro for DP Action News now.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Do you have the anything else from the ADL on the news segment today? The Anti-Defamation League declaring that the OK symbol is definitely an alt-right hand symbol.
Should we talk about that? We can. Mm. I'll grab that.
I'll give them the OK symbol because nobody's ever really OK anyways. Like you say you're OK, but really inside you're hurting. You're freaking out.
So
you
John Cena can't use that because John Cena used to do this. When he would come into the ring, he would like lift his arms up like that.
They can have the OK symbol, but if they come from my shocker, I'm fighting back.
I love the shocker, too.
Keep your hands off my shocker.
Here's the first one we have. This is, we have a few different videos about the whistleblowing situation going over at the White House. Here's...
All right, the breaking news what is the complaint just moments says. Ago, we received this document.
Isn't it ridiculous how everything on CNN is breaking news? It's just all breaking news.
Yeah, yeah. They did like a breaking news banner for the anniversary of the Titanic. Like, breaking news, the Titanic sunk 100 years ago today. It's like, is that... I don't... Wait.
I guess the boat technically was breaking 100 years ago.
Breaking news, the Titanic is still at the bottom of the ocean.
Interesting.
This is a redacted version of the whistleblower complaint to the intelligence community that expressed serious concerns about the president and the White House. Let me read you one line. In the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the president of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election.
It goes on. I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. However, I found my colleagues' accounts of these events to be credible because in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another.
This interference includes, among other things, pressuring a foreign country to investigate one of the president's main domestic political rivals.
Okay, really quick. We knew Trump had defectors in his cabinet, right? Since the
beginning.
There
was that leak. There was that leak a few years ago.
Yeah, there was a leak. He had people coming in and out. His cabinet was a revolving door. You can't trust these people to do your dirty work. You got to go to Ukraine. You got to outsource that shit.
Lawyer Mr. Rudolph Giuliani is a central figure in this effort. Attorney General Barr appears to be involved as well.
About that phone call, very quickly, multiple White House officials with direct knowledge of the call informed.
Are we going to find out who the whistleblower is? I'm guessing not, so there can't be any retaliation against them.
There was a while where they said that Pence might be connected because Pence used a similar word that the whistleblower used a couple years ago, but they're saying that Pence is also tied up in this current scandal
this
as well.
Thing. Mm. Yeah.
So
I believe there was a report from the New York Times. I haven't read it because it just came out before we went on here. It's a CIA official. I don't know if they have like a name, but it's someone from the CIA. Reportedly, anyways.
To me that after an initial exchange of pleasantries, President Trump used the remainder of the call to advance his personal interests. Namely, he sought to pressure the Ukrainian leader to take actions to help the president's 2020 reelection bid.
All right, let's go to Lauren Fox, who's outside the hearing room. We're waiting to hear from the director of national intelligence. This is the document we've been waiting for. Lauren, you've had it for a few minutes longer than we have. What jumps out at you?
Well, I think the key points here, Rudy Giuliani is a key person who's involved here. And again, the president was using his office, this whistleblower alleges, basically to solicit foreign interference in the election against his top political rivals.
Yeah, so what I understand was Trump called the president of Ukraine asking him to investigate Biden's son. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. So from my understanding is, and this is based on, I don't even know. Basically, the Ukrainian government is saying that they felt as if they didn't have a choice. Like, they felt like the way that it was communicated to them was they had to do it if they wanted to get money. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, he wanted them to look into Joe Biden. He wanted the Ukrainian government to team up with William Barr. Now, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that after he was literally just investigated for 2 years, he would do this. And he released the memo. It wasn't a transcript, but it was a memo. And it literally confirms that he asked that. Now, I believe that the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden situation is super sketch. It's unethical. It's unethical. But for him to do that, I mean, I can't believe, like, how stupid do you have to be? Like, I cannot believe he released that because it's illegal. It's what they were looking for with the Mueller investigation. They couldn't find collusion. I never expected them to. But here he's like, no, I'll prove you wrong and I'll release the memo. It's pretty damning. So it's just. I'm honestly like, I'm not surprised by Donald Trump. I think he's stupid, but I didn't think he was that stupid to just straight up like incriminate himself in this way. And the fact that he was so open about it, especially like you said, Billy, when there's people in his administration who are kind of like moles where they're saying, you know, we're the grownups in the room. We're keeping them in check. It's crazy to me. So like there's going to be a lot of chaos, I think, over the next couple of months, depending on how this all goes. It's so crazy.
I just hope that they pull Biden out of the favor of the Democratic Party over something like this. You would think they would pack him away. Shit's getting too hot. You'd think after all the touchy videos and stupid shit he said and the borderline racist accidental slurs, forgetting where he's at.
No, I mean, that's a selling point to a portion of his base. That sort of stuff is a selling point.
And you know what kind of worries me is that if Biden is kind of like a really key component to this story, that could like prop him up a little bit to make it seem like, oh, it's already Trump versus Biden. Or it could have like the reverse effect where, you know, there's this question now, well, what is it with this unethical situation? But I think that's probably going to be more persuasive to Republican Party voters who already aren't going to vote for Biden. So I'm not sure, but if I had to guess, I'd say this probably won't hurt Biden. It could help him just in terms of like already making it seem like this is Trump v. Biden. We're past the primary. It irritates me that this is what Democrats are launching the inquiry for. I think it's impeachable for sure. But I mean, they could have launched an inquiry on day one because of the emoluments clause. And so they've just been like beating around the bush. And here we are like 13 months before an election and now they're doing it. And it's like, okay, let's have some type of fucking game plan, you know, and I support impeachment, but Democrats are so stupid as well. They're so incompetent. Nancy Pelosi does not know what she's doing. Yeah. And it's a shit show. It's just a fucking shit show. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah, we have some footage of Pelosi here. Here she is.
I respect the role of the president is to speak to foreign leaders. And sometimes
is she slurring her speech? Does she? I don't know.
There.
Get something out of the candy dish,
have
baby.
A level of confidentiality that is appropriate. It is
Did
not
you just stutter the word cunt three times before saying confidentiality.
Political purpose.
Confidentiality.
Money. To do so. Speak truth. Speak truth, but no truth.
Fuck truth. And, truth doesn't exist anymore. You dumb bitch.
This is
all
heavy
spin. It's alternative facts and fake news. Fuck off. Fuck your truth. You're a lying fucking bitch. He's a lying fucking punk. You fucking lie to each other. Fuck your fucking truth. I'm so mad. I'm so burnt out on this truth scenario.
Yeah, there's no truth. Like, objective, empirical reality, like, it doesn't seem like it exists.
We had a law in news and media where you had to be actually fair and balanced, and when that law,
the fairness doctrine,
when the fairness doctrine was thrown out, that's when Fox News dubbed their shit fair and balanced. They're like, right. Hey, it's time to go, and the no spin zone, like, fuck off, Bill O'Reilly.
Well, they tried to do that to, like, they would have Alan Colmes on with Hannity to like create this illusion that they were trying to be balanced.
Ultra fucking manly Sean Hannity, and
with
then
nice hair,
literally dying Combs. He's literally dying. Fucking guy looks sickly as hell, sitting in a corner like,
now he's gone. Unfortunately,
They knew what they were doing.
I just looked up Nancy Pelosi's age. She's almost 80 years old.
Man.
Yeah.
She's hot for 80.
The people running, the people at the top levels of the federal government are just way older than I think I ever remember them being in my whole life.
Because they've been in power for so long. Yeah. You know, it's like once you get power, you kind of just cling to it. And Chuck Schumer, he just became, you know, took over as the minority leader in 2017, but he's been in leadership forever. Like, all of these people need to go. These people are all terrible. They don't know what they're doing. And Nancy Pelosi is super, super Trumpian. She, I don't know if you saw the video from like last year, I want to say, when she was saying, "I am a master legislator. I am politically astute." Like, it sounded like Donald Trump. Like, they're all Trumpian.
I'm a stable genius.
The problem is the young politicians haven't been broken yet by the system. They still have this hope and shit. And they need to be broken before they'll let them in, right?
Pretty much.
We're not going to get a Bernie.
I don't know. I feel like there's one Bernie, man. I'm losing hope every single day because, you know, there's a lot of great allies, like in the House of Representatives, finally. But I don't know that anyone really grasps, you know, this class warfare thing, which is so important, like Bernie Sanders. And if you don't grasp that and realize that it is class warfare that you have to tackle, it is capitalism. I just don't think we're looking at huge structural reform like we need. So I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot of great candidates running this time that could be the next Bernie. We just got to get him elected.
Both sides are taking your eyes away from the class warfare. They're making you look at the person across from you and hate each other, right? Like, you're hating the same person that's picking up the same crumbs you are, and you're not giving a fuck about the person who's got the big old slice of pie dripping down their cheeks, and you're over here fighting over a fucking crumb. Like, all lives matter. Fuck, dude. No, they don't. Rich people matter. Rich people fucking matter, my dude.
I'm really disappointed that I'm likely going to have to choose between Biden or Warren, which I can't see myself voting for
either
of them.
You live in Washington, right? Like, you don't have to choose.
I understand this whole thing, but I still think it's important to vote anyway, especially so that we can see the raw voting numbers, you know, the popular vote. I think it's still good to do that. So. Yeah. I don't subscribe to the, like, well, I know so-and-so is going to win my state anyway, so therefore I just won't vote.
Oh, that's when you throw a vote to, like, somebody who's...
Well, I did with Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you voted for Jill?
Yeah, I voted for Jill. I would... I don't think I would vote for Biden because I'm in Oregon. So, I mean, if I don't have to, I'm not going to do that. But I would vote for Warren. The way that I view Warren, she's kind of like a last resort. If Bernie doesn't make it, then I will vote for Warren in the general. But I kind of feel like she's going to be Obama 2.0. Like, there's a lot of signs, like in terms of like Medicare for all, she's already going back and forth. And then, you know, at the debate, she was really great. You know, she said, you know, I'm with Bernie, single payer. We're going to get rid of private insurance. And you need to say that if you truly support it. But... she's already waffling. Like, yesterday somebody asked her at a rally something about Medicare for all and was like, well, this is just an idea. She said, this is not, you know, fleshed out yet. No, it is. It's literally a 100-page bill. What are you talking about? So I'm worried that we're going to get another Obama with Warren. Nonetheless, I do think just for purposes of like moving the Overton window left, I would vote for her. But Biden, that's like a nightmare scenario. I feel like he's going to lose to Trump if he's the nominee.
I think so, too.
You think
he
Warren
said
would
he
beat
didn't
Trump?
Think he could win before. That's why when he gave his explanation for why he didn't run for president last time, he said he didn't think he could win.
We all know why he didn't run last time. He's a Democratic fucking shill, and the Democrats picked Hillary when she stepped down for Obama. They said, just wait for Obama to get out. Because everybody was projecting when Obama won at that time that Democrats would hold for like 20 years because of how fucked up the Republicans did it with Bush, how low the polls were. Like the Democrats are going to have a 20-year reign. There's just no chance they'll bounce back from this. And 8 years later, we got Donald fucking Trump, who I thought was a fucking jobber. I thought they put him up against Hillary because, like, it's going to raise his stock. He's going to be the reality star that almost won the presidency. He's going to shake Hillary's hand afterwards because you know he donated to her multiple times throughout his New York fucking uber elite existence.
Yeah.
They rode the same fucking Lolita Express together. They went family style on some fucking preteens with Epstein. They don't give a fuck.
Okay, so I'm looking at this polling data. I know some people that don't believe the polls at all. I think they carry some weight, but obviously they've been wrong before.
This is my view on polling. One poll in and of itself, you want to be super careful because you never know. Like, I took a lot of polling methodology classes in my grad, and it is the most confusing shit ever, and you have to be super rigorous. So I have respect for people who do polling, but this is the way that I evaluate polling right here. It's this aggregate polling data, because when you take all the polls, that does tell you something. It's not everything, right? It's a snapshot. It tells you who is likely to vote. We don't know if more young people will come out, but I think it's important, and it's better than nothing. Like, we need some type of gauge as to how it's going. And that's interesting. I haven't looked at it in a couple of days. Warren is running away now, which is interesting.
And Kamala Harris has dropped all the way down below Buttigieg.
I saw a poll where Andrew Yang had 8 points.
Yeah, Andrew Yang is actually, he could pass Kamala. There was one poll from California that showed him beating her in her own state. Yeah. I absolutely love that when I saw that. Like, I'm not an Andrew Yang supporter, but I like him that he's anti-establishment, he's authentic, and the fact that he's beating, like, this obvious corporate shill in Kamala, love it.
Do you think Kamala Harris is getting a drop right now because Dave Chappelle mentioned her in his stand-up? And the left is like hating Chappelle's stand-up right now?
She was in second place for a little while.
Yeah, he was talking about being backstage with Kamala Harris and the governor of California and Chris Tucker.
Her manager, Kim Chi.
And I think Al Gore was there. Yeah. And he was talking about hanging out with them at an event. So he brought her up, and like everybody that I've seen that's like very like social left leaning has been shitting on that Dave Chappelle special. And she got that big time name drop in the special.
I lean left, not very far left, but left. And I thought it was hilarious because I understand good comedy, I guess. I don't know.
I watched it. I don't remember the Kamala thing. And I'm not sure why. I thought it was okay. I thought the special was all right. It had some funny moments, but my favorite is still Killing Them Softly. Like, I thought some parts of it were boring and like overdone, and just the helicopter joke was super it's a version of the helicopter joke with the trans thing. And I'm just like, really? That's the same fucking joke. But I don't remember the Kamala reference. I don't know why.
The Kamala reference might have been on the after show. Like, they had a bonus episode that he did. Mm-hmm. It was like a Q&A. I think that's what it was.
I didn't watch that.
Q&A then. After the Broadway. So it was like, it was just after the main special. So I watched the two back to back. So I think I missed that it was the second part.
Now I'm curious. You know what I think the Kamala drop is for? I don't know if you can see the dates there.
Oh, we can.
As soon as that second debate happened, Tulsi, I think, single-handedly killed Kamala's campaign because it was just a downward spiral. And also, Harris's performance at that second debate was awful, and she needed to improve at the third, and she didn't. So yeah, that rise is like after her. I think she did good at the first debate. She took out Biden or went after Biden, and then that second debate was bad. And it's funny. I'm glad, because she kind of got her ass burned because she wanted to be the progressive. You know, I support Medicare for all. But then before the second debate, she revised her Medicare for all plan that includes private insurance. And so what she thought was going to happen was she would get all of the centrists off her back and they wouldn't attack her, but progressives would still go for it. But what happened was the centrists still went after her and pretended like she still supports Medicare for all. And simultaneously, she pissed off progressives because now she supports a pseudo version of it. And now she's just tanking because Tulsi Gabbard brought up her criminal justice record. And I love it. She's fake. And yeah, I can't stand her. I can't stand Buttigieg. Like, I'm so tired of these like focus group driven rehearsed politicians. They drive me nuts because they make it. Like, they think that this is like old school politics where they have to be New Deal Democrats and we have to, you know, we have to appeal to moderates. Like, how many Republicans do you see trying to appeal to moderate Democrats? You
Not
don't
many.
See that. So we're polarized. Excite your base. Go left. That's how you win. It's fucking easy. It's not rocket science. But they don't get that because they're stupid and they, you know, they surround themselves with Democratic Party strategists, which are the dumbest people on the planet. And it's just, it frustrates me to no end because it's not that difficult. Like, I don't know. I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah. And it looks like Kamala's fall started in mid-July.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of when that debate was.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was towards the middle.
Around then.
Yeah. I'd have to look
That's
that up.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Tulsi made it into this next debate. So if she could bring down Biden, that'd be great for Bernie.
Tulsi gets to stick around?
She did qualify for that fourth, the October debate. So she will be there then. But here's the thing that I'm kind of holding out hope for. And I don't know if this is still the case, but looking at polls from like April, I think early June, Biden's support base, their second choice, weirdly enough, is Bernie Sanders. So as Biden goes down, Bernie could go up potentially. However, as like the top three kind of run away, support for Buttigieg and Harris go down, I think that they're going to kind of go to Warren. So it's just a matter of who gets the most from everyone else like dying. I think that ultimately this is looking like it's going to be between Bernie and Warren, but it's super early. I mean, Biden's trend is it's not good. But it's so hard to say because these things are so volatile. Like when Trump burst into the scene, I was like, oh, this dipshit's going to be here for like, you know, a month. Yeah. And then he took it all the way home, you know, so there's no way to predict this, you know, with any type of certainty because anything can happen. There could be some random unforeseen scandal. You never know. So I don't make predictions because I suck.
You know what sucks about the Trump thing? He stayed near the top because his name kept coming up in scandals for stupid shit he said, and whose name is keeps coming up with these fucking scandals right now? It's fucking Biden. Biden keeps being dropped in all this. Biden says this. Biden does this. Biden pisses off this.
Biden has a senior moment.
Yeah,
that sounds a lot.
We're subliminally getting pushed Biden in every fucking corner for the bad shit he's done, and that's gonna stick to the people who, when it comes time to poll these old ass assholes that answer their phone during Matlock hours.
Well, you know that Biden, I hear a lot about him.
Yep.
During my Ovaltine commercials.
So right. No, you're 100% right. And you know what it is though, is the establishment and like this elite class, they may not necessarily like Biden as much as like the Harrises and the Buttigieges of the world. But they realize
Oh no. Oh no. Hey. He's back. All right, you're back now.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. No problem.
I don't know where I stopped.
Or
where I was cut off, I mean.
You were talking about Buttigieg, I think.
Oh,
right?
Okay. So basically I think that like these media pundits and elites, they would prefer Harris or Buttigieg to Biden, but it's either going to be Biden or Warren or Bernie, which they don't want. And I think that what's interesting is the media kind of propped up Warren for a while. And I feel like they didn't realize they did that because they wanted an alternative to Bernie, because even though they don't really prefer Warren, they still realize that she's a better bet for them than Bernie. But that kind of bit them in the ass because now she's surging, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like they're not going to have a choice. They have to go for Joe Biden. But he's terrible. He's doing a really bad job. And you know what? I don't even think his campaign would be okay with all the media coverage that he gets, because their strategy is to literally hide him away and not attend as many events, because they know that whenever he talks, his favorability just plummets. People do not like him, and it's because he's a bumbling idiot. And also, like, there's this component, like, I think that in general he has no like sense of like where the people are at, where the party's at. But the thing about Biden is, like, you can obviously see, like, he cognitively speaking, he's declining. And if Donald Trump can persuasively argue that maybe you're not fit to be president, we need to be fucking, like, worried right now. But yeah. Democrats, they don't, like, they have their heads up their asses. You know, it's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. Oh, everything's fine. You know, she's going to win. And, you know, when we do our election party, we're going to have it under a giant glass ceiling. How'd that turn out, dipshits? You know?
Yeah. I couldn't help but laugh. I didn't want Trump to win, but that scene with all the people screaming and crying and everything, that made me laugh.
Well, you know what it was is, I, like, of course I didn't want Trump to win either, but they were so cocky. Like, Hillary Clinton, everybody shares this tweet, "Happy birthday to this future president," and a picture of her as a little girl. It's like they had absolutely no idea that they were going to lose. And I don't necessarily blame them, because I thought that, you know, she would probably pull it off. I figured it would be relatively close, but I didn't think Trump would win. I thought she'd pull it out. But there are reports that she had a meltdown on election night.
This is how, like, sure the world was that Hillary was going to win.
I was sure.
South Park didn't do an episode for Trump, right? They did an episode for when Obama went up against, who's the other fucking guy Obama went up against?
Mitt Romney.
They had one for McCain. They had other episodes in case it went the other way. They didn't even do one for Trump.
That's so weird.
They had to come in last minute and piece something together. They were fucked. that's telling when South Park's like, no, it's Hillary. We all know.
Yeah. That's all that we heard for months. You know, everyone just reinforced that. So it's like you believe it and you don't think deeply about it, that she's, you know, just as unlikable as Trump. The polls are showing that they're kind of in a statistical tie. And she kind of, like, the polls were actually somewhat correct because she won the popular vote, but she just didn't win the state she needed.
And then we're going into election time, and it's almost time to vote, and Trump comes out with a grab her by the pussy thing. We're like, oh.
Yeah. It's a done deal.
There's no way. Yeah. You can't just say that.
He bounces back from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely remarkable. Joe Biden is kind of that way, too, but I think it's reluctant. Like, people are kind of just dragging him along. All right, well, we've got no choice. Like, I thought that the whole the Me Too, like, the creepy stuff would sink him. Like, I thought he would just not, there's a possibility that maybe he didn't want to run after that, because that's already, you're starting with a scandal before you even announce. But then there's, like, scandal after scandal, the segregation shit, and he's still in it. And he's going down, but, like, not fast enough. Like, it drives me nuts. Democratic Party voters, they need to be educated, because if they truly are, like, committed to getting Trump out, then you don't vote for Biden. Like, you're rolling the dice and you're playing with fire. It's really stupid.
Yes, I agree. And I believe there was a lot of polling before the last election that said Trump probably would have lost to Bernie if they had ran.
By double digits overall.
People were excited about Bernie. Nobody, like, some people were excited about Hillary. Like, moms, liberal moms loved Hillary. But liberal moms also like Trump because he's daddy. It's hard.
I don't know.
They love daddy.
So I think we'll shift over to what Billy mentioned earlier. The hand symbol, the OK hand symbol, is now registered as
ADL has said it has been appropriated by the alt-right. It has been taken.
Jeff Holliday.
It is not OK.
The Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish civil rights group, has added 36 new entries to their online database of hate symbols used by white supremacists and other far-right extremists. The OK hand gesture, the Dylan Roof bowl cut hairstyle, and an anthropomorphic moon wearing...
Why that hairstyle?
Well, they took the Macklemore haircut for a while, too.
What?
The fucking alt-right took the Macklemore haircut. That's why Macklemore had to ditch it.
sunglasses are just a few of the new symbols added to the list, which includes around 200 entries. The database was created in 2000 to help law enforcement officers.
So are they going to take the emoji off of YouTube because of this?
I think they should replace it with the West Side emoji.
West Side instead of the okay?
Yeah, just everybody throw your dubs up.
Is John Cena going to stop using it?
He'll start throwing up West Side.
Huh.
For wrestling.
But he's from Boston.
This is for wrestling. The W is for wrestling.
Cool official.
You flip it upside down and it's for M, my name.
Yeah.
The Miz.
Yeah. B-A-E.
Anyone else recognize signs of extremist activity? The OK hand symbol started as a 4chan trolling campaign to make people think the hand symbol formed the letters W and P for white power. After
why'd
Brenton
they get the
Tarrant
fucking Nummy
people-
Gummy from Gummy Bears to narrate this? Well, I got the gummy berry juice, the alt-right.
The
okay.
Gummy berry juice.
The alt-right.
At mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, he reportedly flashed the OK symbol in court. The Dylan Roof bowl cut was added after Roof's bowl-style hair became an avatar for extremists. Roof is
Oliver
a white
Tree's
supremacist.
Bringing it back.
I wasn't aware of the of this haircut. It's like Mo from the Three Stooges haircut.
I had this haircut when I was like in sixth grade.
Yeah.
The bowl haircut slash penis dome.
Yeah, I'm lucky I had curls. It wasn't an option. I probably would have had that.
Yeah, I had
haircut.
One like this too when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Who shot and killed 9 black people in 2015 in Charleston, South Carolina. Logos of white nationalist groups were also added to the list, including the logo of the Rise Above movement, which had 4 members plead guilty to attacking counter-protesters at the Charlottesville rally.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. That's one thing you can do easily that helps the stream out. Yeah. Also, we're doing our Patreon private show tomorrow. For all of you who are patrons, $5 or above, you'll catch that tomorrow. What else? What else we got?
What if Billy had a mullet? I did have a mullet for
oh,
a while.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a little fat kid curl head mullet.
Fat,
I look like
mullet.
Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. A little sicko. Something wrong with me.
So we didn't get to talk, because we did the whole G-Man and Hannibal and Monty thing last time, we didn't get to talk about, what is it, Greta Thunberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see how Magog and Jeff Holliday got into a fight over it?
Really?
On Twitter, a Twitter fight.
Cute.
And they're not friends anymore, I don't think.
I saw Magog, like, say, like he made a tweet where he's like, I deleted the original tweet, but I don't know if Jeff and I will ever see eye to eye.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if you and Jeff ever saw eye to eye. Like, I do think you two would love to hang out on at a castle somewhere and drink together.
Yeah.
It sucks that that's not going to happen now. But, I mean, you don't need a 16-year-old girl there to do that. So if you could get argue about a 16-year-old girl who thinks that climate change is an important issue. This is the best thing I saw on Facebook. There was somebody that posted, if you're going to take global warming advice from a 16-year-old girl, then you can't get mad at Jeffrey Epstein for dating one.
Really?
And I'm like, that's your platform you're going to win on?
Man.
That's the one you're going to run on here, conservatives?
Yeah, that's messed up. Oh, shit. It didn't play. Let me get it really quick here.
That's a really piping hot take. Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Yeah, I think what Magog and Jeff were arguing about was, I guess Magog doesn't like this girl.
Greta, there's so
your
many
first climate
old
strike
men that don't like this
was
girl.
A lonely event.
There's
a little
so
over
much
you.
Hate for her. Like I don't like it's psychopathic. Like this is a kid who is like one of the best speakers I've ever seen in terms of like getting people like motivated and just like passion and. She just wants to have a planet. Like, I don't get it. Like, I kind of did a little rundown on my podcast about what's that dude's name? Michael Knowles from The Daily Wire. He was on Fox News. Mm-hmm. And he's like shitting on her for having autism. It's like, what is wrong with you? Like,
does
what
she
the
have
fuck
autism?
So she does, yeah.
Okay. And she's from Germany? Is she from Germany?
Is it
Sweden?
She's
from Sweden, I think.
Oh, Sweden. Sweden. Okay.
Now there was a Josh Feirstein. Put out $100,000 bounty to have a 1-hour televised debate with this girl. He said, I'll give $100,000 to any charity for you and me to go 1 hour. I'm like, you're calling out a 16-year-old girl, my dude? Like, remember that kid that was protesting with the MAGA hat and the Native American guy was up in his face and they took that picture mm-hmm. and that picture was like, it showed a nation divided and everybody got so mad at that kid. I felt bad for that kid because he was just doing his dumb little protest and the fucking, if you watch the entire video, there's like the Jewish Israelites are there calling them all little cuss words, little slurs left and right. Every word you can think of, you can call a little white boy. They were calling him all these little kids that, little rapists and everything. And you're like, oh, that sucks. And then they're causing a commotion. And the fucking Native man comes up drumming to like drum for peace. And they get this photo that just looks so, like, it's so divisive. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. This little MAGA twat looking in the face of an old Native American man. And this kid had to carry the fucking weight of the world on his back after that because he's a smug little prick.
But wasn't it, like, misreported? Am I remembering that incorrectly? It definitely was
misreported to an extent. But
weren't
like,
the black Hebrew Israelites there to cause trouble? Well, isn't yeah. that? Aren't they the ones that really
always do, right? But all we got was this one perfect photograph of a MAGA hat, snot-nosed twat staring down Chief Strongcock as he's banging his drum in his face.
I'm pretty sure the chief got really close to him, and I don't know.
No, he did. He did. But I'm saying, that's another instance where kids were publicized, you know, but and then that kid got unfairly towered on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
this girl,
Did they get doxed too or something?
Yeah, they got doxed and they got shit on. And I felt bad for that kid. But this girl's literally getting asked to speak about climate action and shit.
Sure.
And then they're like, they're dumping on her because she went to go speak about something. Like, oh, you can't listen to a 16-year-old. She doesn't know shit. She's only been around for 16 years. Climate been changing for 25 fucking years, 30 years. She wasn't even alive. She don't know real climate. She don't know good climate. Fuck her. There's pictures of her wearing Antifa shirts and how dare you? Antifa. She's wearing Antifa shirts. She says she borrowed it from a friend. Then why are her parents wearing Antifa shirts?
Oh, here's
who the fuck cares?
I found the Josh Feirstein thing that he said.
Why does she look like a 60-year-old woman?
She does?
She's 16, but she's got like, it looks like she got gray hairs and she dresses
maybe
like
she's stressed out.
She dresses like a grandma.
I mean,
I love her. I want to.
She's from another country.
I wish she was my niece. So. She's just so sweet.
She might have different fashion.
I don't think she's not sweet. She's like not dressed like. I'm expecting a 16-year-old comes talk about climate change. She's gonna have a JoJo Siwa bow in her hair. She's gonna be talking about, oh my god, y'all, my ice cubes are melting. I'm so thirsty.
You're so Americentric.
I am.
Billy.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched some of this, and she was very emotional about it, and yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I don't understand why people who disagree with her feel the need to attack her personally.
Because they disagree with her.
I mean, forget about the fact, I don't understand why they disagree with her, honestly.
I know. Well, it's just that when you bring up like the MAGA kid thing, it's been a while, so I don't really remember everything, but like their whole thing was, oh, this is a kid, what are we doing? And now they're attacking kids like a few months later. Like, come
True.
The fuck on.
I agree. That is hypocritical.
Josh Feirstein.
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg, I'd like to formally offer you a $100,000 donation to a charity of your choice if you're willing to engage in an hour-long televised debate with me. Who wants to see this? Hashtag, share if you want to see this.
Look at this, too. He picked a horrible, like, awkward kind of pause of her.
Yeah, where she looked like Smeagol on the cover of a Swiss Miss hot chocolate packet.
Yeah, and he's using, like, his headshots.
And he still looks like a fucking... Diner Drive-In and Dive ripoff.
Yeah, he is a Hershey
Guy
Kiss.
Fieri Hershey Kiss. He looked like a Oompa Loompa that crapped out of Willy Wonka's asshole.
They always want to debate? Like, they always want to fucking debate. It's like, oh, well, this person, debate me. But then when somebody wants to debate them, they don't want to debate it anymore. Like Candace Owens. Like, did you see when she was trying to debate AOC? And then Kyle Kulinski was like, hey, let's debate, Candace. She's like, oh, my sister's wedding, you're lying. Like, I don't know if you saw the Twitter spat. That was hilarious.
There's a clip of her answering a question that she doesn't really understand, and she sounds very uncertain about it, and she's like puts it off to the rest of the panel, and people are passing around like, this is what she sounds like without a script. And it's like, who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares what she sounds like without a script? She's 16 years old, man. She's doing better than you fucking ass. She's doing better than Josh Spearstein is.
Yeah, and who agreed to televise this debate anyway? Does he mean stream it on Twitch?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, he thinks Fox News is going to agree to televise this debate. Like, what? Nobody cares about you.
A debate between a 40-year-old man and a 16-year-old autistic girl?
Like, what is he thinking? What a dipshit. And if let's say, hypothetically speaking, she agreed, she would destroy him. This guy is a fucking idiot. He's the one who was outraged about the Starbucks cups, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Outraged about anything that Christianity can sink its claws into to make it look like they're being persecuted. If it comes down to a Starbucks cup, he'll fucking cry about a Starbucks cup. He'll cry about
anything. She's concerned with climate change. He's concerned with the color of Starbucks cups and if they're erasing Jesus. Like, come on, man, you're a clown.
And for him to use this picture of this girl, like, it's probably the worst picture he could find of her.
Right. It looks like he just picked an awkward screenshot.
He wants to make it seem like she is, like, hysterical and, like, because that's the way, like, they have to portray it that way. Like, I watched a segment from Tucker Carlson, and I have a video coming out about this on my channel, where he basically made it seem like, oh, these kids, they're only protesting with one goal in mind. They want to get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal codified into law. It's like, this was a global protest in 150 different countries. Most of these kids don't know who the fuck Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, you goddamn moron.
Green New Deal, though, I'd rather spend money on that than fucking more bombs.
Right? I mean, that would make too much sense, though, so we have to argue against it.
We have this girl, the 16-year-old girl, on one side. I want to see Soph or Lieutenant Corbis on the other side. That's a debate I want to see.
Why? Just because they're younger?
Yeah, because they're young girls.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair. Like, I don't want to see old-ass Josh Fierstein.
I don't want to see young girls debate. I wouldn't watch that if it was on.
I would.
I might, out of morbid curiosity, watch this, though.
I just don't. I don't get it. Like, that's so weird and honestly a little bit creepy for, like, a middle-aged dude to challenge a teenager to a debate. Like, and what are you even going to debate? Like, are we just starting back to whether or not climate change is real? Are we talking about, like, implementing different types of mitigation and adaptation policies? Like, what are you going to talk about? Like, what is the point? Like, what a moron.
She should just show up prepared to, like, question him about when dinosaurs existed.
When Jesus rode on dinosaurs.
Yeah. Do you really think Jesus had a fucking velociraptor in his crew? Did someone just paint over that on the Last Supper? Was there a fucking raptor back there sitting with Jesus eating soup?
Did Noah bring a T-Rex onto the ark? Two T-Rexes?
Yeah, right? That's why we don't have dinosaurs anymore. They all fucking ate each other on the ark, and there was only one male of each species left, so they had to do gay dinosaur stuff until they went extinct. Can't help that.
Every time I search for Josh, I see that I see this picture of him where he has his little kid, his little son with him, and his son's holding a gun, a handgun.
Nice.
And his son looks pretty young too.
Is his son holding it, or is Josh holding it in front of his son's face?
I don't know. It could have been edited to look that way.
But even so, like, who cares? The kid. I'd rather have the kid know about gun safety. If these people taught their sons about treating a woman right as hard as they taught them about handling a gun, we'd have less Brock Turners.
I don't know. I feel like if you are going to have guns, it's better to teach them about gun safety than to not. But I feel like he's just, like, trying to, you triggered libs? Like, look at my little kid's 3 and he's holding a gun. You triggered. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's all, like, it's a one-trick pony, like, situation with all of these conservative YouTubers. And, you know, fundamentalism isn't as popular as it was, like, in the early 2010s. So they have to, like, mix in a little bit of Jesus with a little bit of Trump. And it's just, it's stupid and cringeworthy, especially if you're, like, a middle-aged man. Like, get a life.
Well, he is actually, he's the first ever recorded human being to be born by two biological men. And one of them is Kevin James and the other is Fred Durst.
Huh.
I was going to comment on the backwards hat, but that captures it.
Yeah. You
know. Oh my God.
Yeah. Someone else sent me this video. Where is it? So this is a Fox News clip featuring my favorite Fox News host, Dana Perino. She is my favorite. She's wonderful.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Cigarettes are simple, and thanks to MyBlue, vaping can be too. MyBlue Intense Liquid Pods are satisfyingly smooth. With easy-to-use pre-filled liquid pods and a 20-minute charge, MyBlue lets you vape all day. Just click it in and go. Plus, MyBlue has the widest selection of flavors. Mint Sensation has a fresh peppermint flavor with the subtle undertones of spearmint. Honeymoon has a rich honey flavor with light exhales of creamy milk. Neon Dream has fruity and creamy blend to light up your senses. There's so many other flavors to check out, so find MyBlue in a store near you or order online myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and up.
Well, yeah, accidentally, they didn't intend it, so I guess it was leaked. But,
she's almost 50 years old, by the way.
Dana Perino?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yes.
Christ.
She worked for George W. Bush. She was his press secretary.
Yeah. She's going to age better than Nancy Pelosi.
accidentally, they didn't intend it, so I guess it was leaked. But I think, you know, just listening here, I think, boy, those talking points, they've made the rounds because... The reality is...
Wait, what does that mean? What does that mean? Are you saying that I got talking points, Juan?
Yeah, so they basically admit here that they have talking points.
No, you might. You got to answer. You got to answer to the accusation.
You're telling me I was told what to say.
No, I'm saying they're all around. But here's the thing.
You had a whole day to talk. You didn't have to. Let's get Katie in. At least she has something to say that's original.
Tell me better than that.
Here we go. Asking a foreign government to investigate a political rival is illegal.
Oh.
It's illegal. Okay. It's a violation of the Constitution.
You get that from Media Matters, Juan?
And the constitutional oath is that the president...
So he basically... it's funny because they always have like one left-wing guy to argue with all the right-wing hosts. And he basically just... said that he knows that they get talking points from, you know, the powers that be over at Fox.
Yeah, they get talking points directly from their producers. And it's the same advertisers that contribute to the Republican Party. It's a big circle jerk. Like, for them to deny it and act like they're so outraged. Like, of course you get these same fucking talking points.
But they didn't deny it, right? They just said, you think we have talking points? You think we have talking points? You think we
That's
have
right.
talking points? And then he wasn't going to answer because I'll never get asked back.
He's been there forever, too. I always wonder about the liberals that work at Fox News and what that's like.
Yeah, that's got to be brutal and demoralizing. And I don't know why they do it. The check's got to be good because
Probably.
I would not put myself through that bullshit, especially with the like Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld. Like these people are so stupid. And I don't know what the girl's name is to Juan Williams is right, but she is probably the worst Fox News host. Like she is straight fucking stupid.
Oh, the one on the far left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her.
I forgot what she said. She said something about Bernie that was like so outrageously dumb that I don't even think like Republicans would believe it. And it was something to do with like, oh, well, he believes that Americans should have like bread lines here or some shit. And like implying that Bernie wants everyone to be poor enough to where they have to come and get bread from the government. It's like, do you even know what the fuck you're talking about? Like, if you're going to do propaganda, you've got to like make it more convincing because you just sound like a stupid person.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think they lost a lot of their really good propaganda artists over at Fox. Like, I think Bill O'Reilly was good at it.
He was, although I do think that Tucker's better than Bill. Tucker's the best propagandist.
That face Tucker makes when someone he disagrees with is talking is priceless.
Mm-hmm. I have a theory about these hypothetical bread lines. The bread that the government would supply us with would be better bread than the shit most people can afford right now.
Probably.
Most people are out there buying fucking Wonder Bread because it's the logo. You get this enriched flour bullshit. I bet you the government would hit us with some quality stuff because they'd be getting all the top quality contracts. you give your contract out to like Oroweat. Not fucking mm-hmm. Wonder. They're gonna shop around. They're gonna get good stuff, quality guaranteed money. I bet you the bread lines would be far superior to what most of you fucking assholes are buying right now. Sorry. Yeah.
You're right though. I was in bread lines as a kid. Like when we were really poor, growing up in Portland, we'd wait outside these food banks, and there'd be like a little table that would have all the bread. And I was younger, so I would like squeeze through everyone and steal a bunch. You'd get like the really good, like 9-grain, like really yeah. good breads there.
Before my grandmama passed away, she had me go to the food bank for her, and I was like, I don't want to do that. But I did because she was insisting on it. She was like, no, you have to go pick up my food bank. And I would go there, and they would have all the top quality, like day-old bread, like the good stuff, like $9 mm-hmm. a loaf. It was like rich people bread. And I'm like, all I got to do is wait a day, and I can get rich people bread? I can get damn pretzel sticks and stuff, pretzel bread? You give me pretzel mm-hmm. bread? Fuck yeah. All yeah. day old rich people bread, better than fresh poor people bread.
Yep. Some of those local like businesses, they'll donate stuff that like expires. So it's usually only like a couple days expired. And some of it is really good. It's nice. But the problem is like the demand is so high that it goes. So you have to like, there's always like lines outside of these places and then they just get like wiped out.
Someone else sent me another Fox video, and this one, you can see their bias in this one, too. I think this is Fox Business. They run, they're running a story about this police department that uses Teslas. Here it is.
Dow Industrial is now down 59 points, about a quarter of 1%. We're at 26,900. Now that story about the Tesla police car. Yes, indeed, it ran out of power while pursuing in a chase of another car.
See, electric cars are bullshit. And they're letting criminals get away now.
Dude, why they gotta come after my vape car?
They have to call off the chase.
They have to call off the chase. Okay, this was in Fremont in the Bay Area. Police officer picked up his Tesla to start his shift early afternoon. And we need to point out it was not fully charged. This chase of a suspect's vehicle began at 11 o'clock at night. So the battery was definitely run down. He had to call in on dispatch to say, I've only got 6 miles of battery life left. I have to pull out of this chase. There were other cars, combustion cars, that were in the race. However, the
combustion.
Actual suspect...
Good old American combustion engine cars.
So because somebody didn't charge the car, we got a news story now?
Yeah.
Some asshole forgot to plug in the fucking Tesla?
It's them taking the opportunity to bash electric cars for some reason.
I'm pretty sure by the time we get rid of combustion cars, we're going to have enough model cars on the road that there'll be enough that are charged. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We got Big Brother anyways. Why do we even chase people? Just send a fucking drone out after them. Face tag their ass. Follow them home. Get them in their bed when they're asleep. Wake them up in front of their children. Make them really regret going home that night. Fuck it.
Did get away. They Big found Brother's it watching. But bottom line is, despite that, the Fremont Police Department, who's piloting this, giving it a go, says they love the car. It's meeting or exceeding their expectations. In other words, should have had the car fully charged when he began his shift. But hey,
yeah, in other words, exactly, you dumbass. In other words, yeah, charge the fucking car. In other words, we just want to talk shit about Tesla because the stocks are all dropping. Fuck off. Electric cars are cute.
I got this other one here. Florida cop fired after arresting 6-year-olds.
Wait, 6-year-olds?
6-year-olds.
Was it a bunch of 6-year-olds at once, or is he just a serial?
Hold on.
This might be a crazy people segment.
Sorry, I had a problem with video there.
Did he arrest like 3 6-year-olds at the same time, or is he continually arresting 6-year-olds? Like, does he have a thing for 6-year-olds? Like, fuck this.
Hold on, I'll get in a second.
Snot-nosed criminal. Run around with your juice
was
box.
Was it like a drug bust?
Yeah.
Or 6-year-olds where he's just like bringing them all out one by one. That would be funny.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Huh.
Fucking here deal. Here it is. I'm queuing it up right now.
Now, amid a growing backlash, the Florida school resource officer who arrested 2 6-year-olds at their Orlando school has been fired. Officer Dennis Turner was terminated yesterday. Battery charges against the children have also been dropped. Manuel Bohorquez reports from the police headquarters in Orlando.
So this time, instead of just Florida man, it's Florida officer.
Florida officer.
Arrest on behalf of myself and the entire Orlando kids. Police Department, I apologize to the children involved and their families.
Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rolone says he had no choice but to fire Reserve Officer Dennis Turner after Turner arrested 2 6-year-olds at their school last Thursday.
We could not fathom the idea of a 6-year-old being put in the back of a police
car. That's what you get for fucking a Florida man, Jr.
After she allegedly kicked a staff member during a tantrum.
It was a girl, too?
Yeah.
You arrested a 6-year-old little girl?
What? That's like psychopathic.
I mean, at least he didn't shoot a fucking 6-year-old girl, right?
Like, or taser.
That seems to happen these days.
Mother said the outburst was likely a result of the child's sleep apnea.
It was really and truly an injustice on her.
Turner also arrested an unidentified student in a separate incident and sent both children to a juvenile detention center.
Okay, so it was a separate.
He sent them to jail.
It was a separate incident. He wasn't. He didn't just arrest a pack of 6-year-olds wiling out. He arrested 2 separate 6-year-olds in separate incidents.
Sent them to juvie.
What the fun? Who does this?
The criminal process ends here.
Florida State Attorney Aramis Ayala said her office would not prosecute the 6-year-olds.
I refuse to knowingly play any role in the school-to-prison pipeline at any age.
But juvenile arrests in Florida are not unheard of. Last fiscal year, nearly 3,000 children falling between the ages of 5 and 12.
This is crazy.
In Florida?
Yes, just in Florida.
This is how we get Florida, man. These kids that got fucked with when they were 5 to 12
years old. They're in the system, 5 to 12
years
old.
Yeah, they grow up like, why not ride a fucking helicopter into a pharmacy and take some pills?
That explains so much. Wow. That is fucked. That is so fucked.
This is the origin story of Florida Man. There's 2,993 Florida Men about to come out in about 10 years.
You know what?
The year 2027, we're fucked.
I say fuck, build a wall, dig a moat. And make Florida into an island.
Now,
if Trump gets on the dig a moat train, I will vote for the man.
Their role is ready for a return to normal.
I'm just feeling a little sad that I still have to go to the court, but now I don't have to. It's making me happy.
Aww. This officer made her happy. He made her happy.
She's a little girl. Oh my God.
Yeah. If he wouldn't arrest her, she wouldn't be happy that she ain't got to go to court. It's a butterfly effect. God. She's happy. Poor girl.
Is this like something from The Onion?
I mean, that's why The Onion is...
The Onion's no longer strange. Sometimes you'll see an Onion article and not realize it's a satire Onion article because the headlines are now kind of believable sometimes.
The Onion's like existing now on its local where they basically just submit things that are that aren't like direct news, it's like local news, but then it's like the local bar embraces alcoholism for their new tourist initiative, and it's like really dumb shit cuz I think the people submitting it write it, but it's gone cuz everything right now is The Onion. Everything.
Yeah. Satirical content can only thrive when reality isn't like that weird and when things are normal. That's crazy.
Exactly.
I forgot who I was talking to about comedy where my whole thing was, I don't understand how comedy isn't like blowing up right now, especially with Donald Trump as president, because if you just step back and think about it, like he really is a fucking lunatic, like his hair, like he's orange. And I know Orange Man bad, but I mean like, you should be able to clown on the idiots that we have in power, but it's in and of itself, it's funny. It's comical to just watch it play out. So there's really no point in comedy. Everything is comical.
And nobody really wants to laugh at Trump. The people that hate Trump are like, they you just bring him up and they get their Trump derangement syndrome triggered. But then people who love Trump, like, you can't laugh at him. He's president of the United States. So like, there's this middle ground where people are just tired of hearing about him. So if you tell a joke about Trump, you're like, Christ, Stephen, more Trump?
There's a huge portion of Stephen Colbert's material that's Trump-based.
Yeah.
He's
but
one.
I feel like Stephen Colbert isn't even, like, I used to really like him. Now I just feel like he's kind of a hack. Like,
well,
he's a
late night host. He stopped being satirical.
Yeah.
He stopped. Yeah.
He's just like older Jimmy Fallon.
Because he used to play the stereotype of a Glenn Beck or a Bill O'Reilly, and people liked that. And now he's trying to be David Letterman, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad times. I miss Jon Stewart.
Yeah. Jon Stewart had to retire.
The Daily Show now is so bad.
Yeah, I don't. I've only watched it a few times. I'm not saying I don't think Trevor Noah is terrible, but I don't watch the Daily Show.
I like Trevor Noah, not enough to watch him, but I like him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a perfectly likable guy, but he doesn't have the political senses that Jon Stewart have. Like, he's super hacky. Like, I remember this was his second year or something like that. But Obama was doing these Wall Street speeches, and he did a segment about how, and everybody's criticizing Obama for these Wall Street speeches, but I say, fuck that, Obama, make that money. And he was so proud of it that they put out this panel of him saying that. And we're like, actually, that's kind of fucked up and stupid. Like, what? That's not funny.
George in the pleb chat says, actually, I hate Trump voters more than I hate him. That's kind of like Juggalo syndrome, right?
Right.
Like, I would probably like Insane Clown Posse more if their fan base wasn't so fucking ridiculous. It's Juggalo That's syndrome.
Funny. I mean, see that, though, because they are vicious as fuck.
Mogalos.
Yeah. Mogalos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Juggalos were classified as a gang.
Yeah.
By the FBI, I think.
What is a Mogalo?
Yes.
He wears a Trump hat.
At one point, they were registered as a gang.
That's really interesting. Weird. I did not know that they were registered as a gang. I just remember interviews on YouTube with people who had talked to them, and it was really weird and cringy.
Now, Insane Clown Posse was signed to Disney Buena Vista Records for a while.
Yeah, the same record label as Britney Spears at the time.
Yeah. So say what you want about
Jive. They were on Jive.
Say what you want about Disney, but those motherfuckers signed Insane Clown Posse. That's crazy. Anything's possible.
I've never heard them. The only song I know is the meme from back in the 2000s, the fucking magnets.
How do they work? Yeah. That's ridiculously good.
You know you're big when you make it to Saturday Night Live.
I would say at this point, feel free to read off some of them Streamlabs, and then we'll move on to the next part of the show.
All right. Let me pull them up. We have a big time, Ollie, again, thank you for your $100 donation, and PTM for your $150. They both showed much love to you, Mike. Thank you again for being on the show tonight. Wow,
appreciate it.
The Robot Chicken MLP says, I'm behind at the mention of pro Jared. I've actually seen someone say that no one believed the allegations against Jared. This person literally did not pay attention. First DP Snapchat. Sorry, more convenient.
Huh?
Yeah. He sent a little super chat, not Snapchat.
Oh.
Super chat. SC. I read it as Snapchat because I have a premium Snap.
But
send dick pics.
What are they talking about? I don't know what they're talking about.
The mention of pro Jared, he said, I've seen someone say that no one believed the allegations against Jared. Like, they didn't pay attention to when everybody was dumping on Jared, because then it was turned out that the allegations weren't as concrete as everybody said they were.
Exactly.
So now people are turning on, nobody believed those allegations.
Right,
anyways.
Right. They're rewriting history with that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who were reporting these allegations without any real evidence behind them are now acting like they weren't part of the whole effort to cancel him.
Mr. Red 22 says, I just want to recommend Shani and her boyfriend's watch along of the last DP episode. It's long but entertaining. Someone get us a clip, because I don't want to watch.
Clip the highlights.
I don't
want to
watch
us.
A long fucking version.
I like
of
it when we started making ourselves echo really loud. that was great, because someone was stream sniping us, epic restreaming show. Us while epic we were streaming. Show.
Oh, Josh, on Twitch, or?
It was they were doing it on YouTube.
On YouTube, and I it's okay. I wouldn't report them for it. But we Tommy Sotomayor reported us once for doing it.
Yeah,
what a jerk.
Joshua Giddens.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joshua Giddens.
says, yes, humanist report. Anyone who thinks you can nuke a hurricane away is that stupid. I don't know exactly what that was in response to. But
Trump. They were talking about Trump.
Yeah, Trump asked if why aren't we nuking hurricanes not too long ago.
Yeah.
Literally.
All that would do, the hurricane would assist in the spread of the radioactive material from the nuke.
But can we, like, wrangle the hurricane and drive it over to the Amazon?
Throw a lasso around it?
Yeah, put a lasso on it, because, like, lassos and hurricanes use the same circular motion.
How about we build a giant fan and blow the hurricane back out into the ocean?
Fuck the ocean, blow it over the Amazon and put that fire out. I think that's perfectly fair. A Holic Master says the reason that people are getting pissed off at Greta is because they have fragile egos. Old people don't like this. 16-year-old girl is telling them what to do, especially because she's right.
Yeah.
Dragon in the West says, I'm also surprised Trump didn't turn into Bush 2.0 for comedians. I remember every left-leaning making fun of Bush's incompetence from 2000 to 2009. Why not Trump?
Yeah.
And I think, like, people have been making fun of Trump forever, since the 80s.
But Trump used to be able to take it a little better. You know what I mean? He would do guest spots on TV shows and stuff like that. And
when he did the roast on Comedy Central, he was like, there was no rule that you couldn't make jokes about him fucking his daughter, but you couldn't make jokes suggesting he isn't as rich as he is.
Yes.
It's like, what?
There was some weird shit. I heard that he wouldn't allow it to make it like Roddy Piper could beat him up when he was in wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. They were going to do a spot where Roddy Piper punched Trump and he wouldn't do it.
No, not going to go down to a Scott.
Yeah.
He can't not be perceived as being weak. He's got to be the alpha. It's so weird.
He took a Stone Cold Stunner, though.
Well, yeah,
so
he did.
Say what you want about that. I don't know what's more crazy.
There's a crazy thing where there's an old WrestleMania where Jesse Ventura is in the ring talking on a mic, and he interviews Donald Trump, who's sitting in the front row at WrestleMania. And Jesse Ventura asked Donald Trump if he would endorse him if he ran for president. And Trump's like, yeah, I would. And it's so hilarious because Jesse Ventura hates Trump as president now.
Yeah. So, but Trump now is different than Trump then, even. Trump then was still a some bitch, but for other reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I forgot that we were going to talk about vaping before we move on to the next.
Sick. Vape Nash.
Like, who's behind the media frenzy that's targeted on vaping now?
Tobacco bonds.
That would be my guess. It's so weird. So? Like,
bet.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't understand the hysteria for it. There's been how many deaths, and like, we're freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
There's
been 12. Here's the latest
The CDC is now reporting more than 800 confirmed and probable cases of lung injury associated with using e-cigarettes. At least 12 people have died. Nearly three-fourths of the cases are men, and most patients are 18 to 34 years old. Federal health officials still don't know the cause and haven't found a product or substance linked to all cases, but most patients had a history of using vaping products containing THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana.
Okay, so none of the legal vaping, let me back up. We have legal cannabis products here with THC that I can vape. I have one right here. But this is inspected and heavily regulated. Yeah. So these products that are getting people sick, that they must be tainted.
They are black market. They're using a different type of and plus, they're not trying to cancel these things. They're trying to cancel flavored vapes. They're like just to flavored nicotine vapes and shit.
Right.
And this is 12 people that they're not even sure exactly that their deaths are linked to the THC cartridges. They just have the THC cartridges in common, is what they're saying. This is 12 people that have it in common. They haven't brought it back to the cartridge being the actual problem.
It's a lack of regulation. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Because I have the same ones that you have, Ben. Like, it's a select brand. It's like quality stuff. You can buy different flavors. And I prefer that to like smoking a bowl. It's just easier.
Yeah.
And the thought of them banning that pisses me off. But I mean, legalize it then, regulate it. Like, if that's what's happening, but because it's going fine here.
They're not trying to ban weed here. They're trying to ban flavored vapes.
Right.
The tobacco, yeah. That's so stupid. I'm just so confused by this whole debacle.
I'm pretty sure it's because the tobacco bonds are taking a dip. Not that people are buying tobacco because they're going out and spending their money on flavor vapes instead. And they want to get people back in the tobacco zone. Yeah. Come on back. Buy these tobacco products so we can get our payouts.
Whenever the media picks up a story like this and they just push it and push it and push it, I have to wonder why.
Mm-hmm. So it's just straight up sensationalism. Like, I remember back in 2014, like, local news were all freaking out about Ebola when there was like one case in Oregon. And people just, like, if you work people into a frenzy, you get them glued to the TV. Like, that's why in Oregon, like, I don't know if anyone, like, you guys probably can empathize with this. Whenever it's like snowing, like, the entire like news just freaks out like it's an apocalypse. Yeah. And
here, yes.
Shuts down.
But here, yes. I grew up in northern Ohio, and snow is just normal there. Yeah. But yeah, here they were freaking out.
It's because nobody's prepared for it, and we have way more hills.
Sure.
And people don't know how to drive in the snow.
They don't.
Well, they don't know how to drive, period. But when
that's scary.
You add snow,
they're not used to
it.
They're not used to the snow. They're not prepared for it. They don't get their little studs and snow tires.
Yeah, I know. My trash didn't get collected for over 2 weeks because of it. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
like, I feel really bad because my mom watches that kind of stuff. So whenever there's like this new like thing that everyone is freaking out about, she gets really worried. So I got like a message. She's like, please stop using your vape. There's been another death. I'm like, Mom, it's fine. I promise you. Like, they prey on people and they want to get them fearful because they want them coming back. Because if you're watching and trying to figure out, you know, what to be fearful of, then, you know, that you could sell more advertisements. I don't know. It's just, sensationalism sells, and it's frustrating because this story doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't get why this is a scandal. You know, like, for me, popcorn lung has been a thing for a while for like vapes, right? Like, you just have to be careful. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm just confused by it. I haven't been following it too, but it just seems like another sensationalist story.
It's a story that's been popping up over and over and over again for the last few weeks because every now and then someone else is dying, but they're not reporting honestly. They're not saying these are black market unregulated products that people are using.
Yeah.
And I have to think Big Tobacco lost a lot of people to vaping.
And all these tobacco bonds that exist are paying out. They last about 30 years or so. And a lot of them started paying out in the late 90s. 98 is when the tobacco bonds started paying out for the states that won cases against Big Tobacco. They promised the bonds to pay out based on how tobacco sold over the next 30 fucking years. Like, the lawsuit was won, and it was based on paying out based on how well tobacco continues to fucking be. It's like, well, that's counterproductive right there. Oh, you beat the tobacco industry in a landmark case, and now they're going to just cut you in on the profits? That's the deal here? You're getting a cut? And now 30 years, 20 years after it opened up, well, the bonds are dropping because people aren't buying tobacco like they are because they're loving the new vape. The tobacco companies don't get a cut of that vape shit because you don't have to have tobacco fields to make a fucking banana-flavored butthole pipe. You're fine there. And so they don't have the control over it because they're not running the fields and they're losing that money. And they're trying to cut off the flavored vapes because if you don't have flavored vape, you're going to go back to the one flavor they can control, tobacco. And boom, the stocks start going up. The states get behind it because their tobacco bonds are dropping. Some of these states are going to get paid out for another 20 years. And if the decline keeps going, this lawsuit they were banking on for all this big tobacco bond money is going to dwindle away. They'd rather have you sitting there sucking down the fucking tobacco vape, smoking your cigarettes, than having banana butthole flavor because they're not going to cut of that. There's no reason for them to get cut off banana butthole. Yeah.
I think about how it's so stupid the way that our society operates, because it's like you see a mass shooting like every other week where like a dozen people die, and then we can't even talk about the prospect of maybe doing like background checks, maybe it's video games, but then you have like 12 deaths nationwide from vape, and now we have to ban it. Like, you can tell exactly where the money is influencing, like, which policies. And it drives me nuts because you should be able to see this.
They didn't even say the deaths were from the vape. They said that that's vaping true. Was the only thing that connected the deaths. The only thing they could find that was a common occurrence of these 12 people. So they found 12 people that died who fucking vaped THC. That's all they found was 12 people that died. Their death could have been linked to other things because they haven't figured it out yet. But they're running this off of the idea, well, you know, these 12 people that died, they vaped weed. They did a weed. All it takes is one weed and you're
one
dead.
One weed, you're dead.
12 marijuana.
Times. Yeah.
The devil's lettuce.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
But here's the one thing about guns, right? You're saying guns kill people all the time, but that's what they were designed to do, all right?
That is what they are made
for. These vapes are not designed to kill. They're designed to give you a smooth, relaxing release from every day's drama and trouble. Get yourself Vape Nash pen and slide away from your problems.
When they did the legalization law in Washington, they made it specific that from seed in the ground all the way until it gets on the shelves of the store, it is heavily regulated. The entire time. They watch it. They even know, right when they start to grow the product and make the product, they already know which store, because it's labeled which store it's sold at. So it's tracked from the very beginning.
Yeah. So it's incredibly, like, I don't think people realize how regulated it is. Like, when we go into these shops, like, you have to be given a card about, I don't ever read it. It's like the dangers or something or responsibility. I don't know what the fuck it is. They put it in like these sealed bags when you walk out with it with a big label on it. Like, this shit is extremely professional, heavily regulated, and it's fine.
Yeah.
People love it. It's really cute when I see like an old lady in there buying like, you know, a pen just for the, not with THC, but just like CBD oil. And she's like, will this help me sleep better?
Yeah.
And it's just cute. It's cute. It's making people happy. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, one time my parents came to visit me from Ohio, and I took them to a weed store, and my dad kept laughing about how most of the people in there were about his age, like in their 60s at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
A lot of people for the very first time are going in. It's funny because, like, last year, or no, it was the year before, I bought my mom and my mother-in-law both little vape pens with THC in them, and we gave it to them for Christmas. And I was like, how fucking weird is this that, like, I'm buying weed and I'm buying it legally and then I'm giving it away as Christmas presents? Like, how crazy is it? And then
I never thought that would happen.
Right? But then you go to a different state and you can't even have like medical marijuana. It's like two different countries. It's so strange.
Imagine how it's going to be when they legalize prostitution. You're going to be able to walk into
when
a
they,
store.
Do you think they will?
They got to.
I mean,
there's a push for it now because it, like, sex work, especially there's a bill that was passed, like SESTA, where they basically made it go back into the shadows where they, I can't remember the specifics of it, but like, people would find clients online, and that protected them because if they were like sketched, they can, you know, they can choose not to. So this kind of like,
was that the law
over.
That killed?
So
was that the law that killed Craigslist? Basically, the Craigslist personal ads and Backpage and all those websites where sex workers.
Backpage. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. It's been a while, so the details are fuzzy in my head. But ever since that, they kind of screwed themselves because now there's like this really big push to decriminalize sex work, and it should be decriminalized. It should be taxed, you know, regulated, and legal. Because first of all, it's so weird to me that if you film people having sex and you pay them,
that's prostitution in a way.
Well, isn't it?
People are getting paid for sex.
The only difference is that there's a camera there.
Right.
Like, how weird and bizarre is that law? That does not make sense.
Yeah, because there's like a lot of old dudes with a lot of money that pay hot young girls to like have sex with them, but they film it and put it out as porn.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine, though. Like, that's so strange. And like, think about how much safer like sex workers would be. It would reduce STDs. Like, there's nothing but benefits. But, you know, of course there'd be like Puritans, like evangelicals would be against it. But I mean, you legalize it and then after a year they'd forget it happened. You know, it just The laws in our country are so stupid. Oh, yeah, somebody in the chat. It's Fosta Sesta. Yeah. I couldn't remember the first part. It's from about a year ago, I want to say.
Yeah. I think that the real, like you say, the Christians or whatever, they're against the legalization of prostitution. I think the real people that don't want it legalized are those girls that troll Tinder for free meals. You know, all those girls are like, yeah, let's go to the Applebee's. I'll meet you at Applebee's. And you buy them fucking breadsticks and shit or whatever they have.
It would help.
Give them Cheddar Bay biscuits or Red Lobster. And then they're like, oh, thank you. I'm going to have a good night. You're like, oh, okay.
It would help solve the incel problem.
It would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would help. That would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there would be like probably a lot of other good consequences that come up that we haven't even thought about yet. You know, like I believe in, I don't know if it was Colorado or Oregon, where teen use of marijuana went down once it was legalized after a couple of years. And everybody was worried about, oh, well, this is going to be marketed to kids if you let them, you know, purchase weed gummy bears. Actually, it went down because guess what? Everyone who's in high school, they're smoking weed because it's easier to get that than it is to get alcohol. You know, you could just. You can't walk into a store and buy alcohol, but if you're buying something on the black market, they're not going to card you. You know, it just
exactly.
It's very bad public policy. It's so
exactly.
Fucking stupid.
I've been to the Netherlands several times, and there's legal prostitution there, and it's safer for everyone involved there.
Yeah.
Everybody, they have to have a license and get tested, so the STD rate spreading is way lower than if it was all black market. They can call the police if they're feeling threatened by the customer that's with them. So,
what's keeping
for everybody?
What's keeping me from running a business where I just like provide a girl and a guy pays me? He produces his own porn film. I provide the girl the space and the camera. I film it for him. When he leaves, I give him the tape.
I don't know. I feel like that would be a loophole that could potentially like be exploited.
Fuck exploited. I'm saying this is. I'll give you an app. You can pick your girl you want to be with. You can book your time. Come in. I'll film your little tape for you. I'll edit it with a cool little graphic that's like, hey, this is Dave's bang party, and then give you your tape. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's move on to my favorite segment. Let me, you know what, I'll speed it up like that one guy said I should do. It is a little long, so speeding it up does kind of help.
Crazy.
But I love it. It's the stuff of nightmares. That's what I like about it. So
ominous. I like it.
So the Angelic Initiative, they are some new agers. I'm guessing you may not be familiar with them.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. They've made over 1,000 videos on their YouTube channel.
Some of which involve them nagging a tree.
Oh yeah, they didn't like that
what?
Tree.
A tree fucked up.
The
poor tree.
The younger one of the two, they're a mother and daughter pair, and the younger one, she does energy healings on horses, and I've seen a few videos of her doing them, and the horses look annoyed by it. She doesn't even touch them. She just stands in the room and says all
now
this
I'm
crazy
intrigued.
Shit.
I don't really feel I'm like intrigued. You should call them a mother and daughter pair. I feel like the daughter's more of a peach.
Oh.
Oh.
I see what you did there. Oh. They always have their hands up in the air. It's oh shit.
The evil empire. In a previous episode, they should have this rolling with the Star Wars intro. In the previous episode, members of Team Awakening relay questions from viewers to godly presences responsible for planet Earth and channel the higher powers' responses. The questions of the previous episode include, what should people do who feel they have no choice but to work for the evil empire? What are the search for truth rules? What are the search for truth rules? I didn't know the answer to that. As part of a review for the search for truth rules, members of Team Awakening participate in an inquiry to discern what the clouds of love bugs on Ground Zero represent. What the fuck are the clouds of love bugs?
Might very well represent the dead. We think that's that's a really good guess.
So basically the mom, she just rattles off nonsense. And if Jamie, the girl on the left, hears anything she agrees with, she will validate it.
And her name is, her official name is Jamie Body Mind.
Because yeah, Body Mind.
No matter what stupid shit her mom spits out, as long as she's got that body, you don't mind.
Oh,
you'll listen. You'll listen. You don't give a fuck.
Yes, I would like to put our chips on that.
That's
and
true.
That kind of takes us to number three, search for truth rule number three, which is to speak up honestly on all topics.
That's true.
Place our honest bets.
Damn it!
This is Play like the white version of Diamond and Silk, the way that she like chimes in. Yep, ooh. That's right.
Yep.
Honest opinions. Nobody is allowed to remain silent.
That's true.
It's totally fine to be wrong. Nobody cares. But it is an extreme, and that's in the rules.
Sometimes her eyes will get so wide open.
It's in the rules that it's fine to be wrong. All right, it's in the rules.
What rules?
These are the search for, was it search for life rules or search for truth?
Okay. She did get bit by a horse once, too, by the way. A horse bit her arm. Yeah, the horse was annoying.
I feel like that would be pretty bad, right? Like, they have gigantic mouths.
Yeah, I think she pulled away at a good amount of time, but it was trying to nibble on her, and it got her arm for a second, and she laughed at it.
It's totally fine to be wrong. Nobody cares! Point.
That's true.
It is an extreme violation of the rules to remain silent or to lie.
That's true.
Both lies and silence are grounds for expulsion.
That's true.
Would it be okay if we ask everybody who's present in all dimensions to participate on the...
Hold up, though.
Why are there so many flies?
They're in Florida.
Yeah, and they stink, and there's horses.
They're Florida women.
Yeah, they're sweating. They're, you know that it smells like patchouli and fucking sex over there. But this is what's fucking me up right now. These are the written rules for the search for whatever it was. They're the written rules. Why do we need Jamie saying each written word is true? They wrote these motherfuckers down.
That's true.
It should just be alluded to. They're true. They're rules. You shouldn't have to hype man a list of pre-written rules. I don't know. It seems a little overboard, a little overkill. But it's Jamie.
Yeah, I don't
get. What are we gonna do? We love Jamie.
Okay. I'm so confused. Just listen.
Issue of the love bugs. Do they represent the dead who are floating around? Or
so those are love bugs around her? Are there dead people around them? Is that why there's so many bugs?
Or do you want to put your chips on?
Yeah, there's a pile of corpses at their
feet.
There
might be, dude. Where'd that fat neckbeard guy go? What's his name? Tubby Wubby or Fuzzy Wubbins?
Wubby.
Yeah, Wubby. Is he dead? Did they kill Wubby?
No, he's still alive.
Are we sure Wubby's not laying there on the ground looking like a bantha? A fucking hunted bantha on Tatooine?
I thought that was on Hoth.
Was Hoth the bantha?
Hoth was the ice planet.
Yeah.
Dog.
The Tuscan Raiders rode the bantha.
That's true.
Let go of defending positions.
It never gets old.
Embrace curiosity into what's actually going on.
There's a lot of flies.
Know what they're talking about? There was a recent episode, and it was called Warped by Corruption, and I don't remember the number, but there was an event in that episode where there were two different opinions.
There was an argument.
Right?
They were having an argument.
And one person said that Hurricane Dorian was something that was sent to the Nature Realms and being hijacked.
Made by the Nature Realms.
And when we felt back to the birth of Hurricane Dorian, we could feel it was made by the Nature Realms, and that resolved that discrepancy, and that was a search for truth process.
The search for
dead people?
I know.
Yeah.
The flies represent dead people. Is it true? The flies represent dead people? Bitch, they're eating the dead people at your feet. Who have you killed? Who have you murdered? At best, it's just a horse's head laying at their feet. At best. At worst, it's people like us who talk too much shit. We could be on the floor next, surrounded by bugs. And honestly, it might be a fate we deserve. If what they're saying is true, if it's actually that true, then we're the naysayers, man.
Are they part of, like, is this a cult? Like, I don't know. They're just New Age. Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Like,
if it's a cult, it doesn't have very many members. But
so it's just like her and her mom kind of like.
Yeah.
They have a little girls club. These are the rules. You can't join.
They sell horse whispering.
True. Yeah. That's and I weird. Think they said something about how they believe that every cell of your body has a soul. Or something like that. I've heard them talk about chakras before, so there's some, you know, Eastern mythology in there also. Let me see. Here's Jamie doing the horse thing, just so you can see what it's like.
Yeah, because, I'm curious about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Yes,
today
I'm ready.
Today is Friday, July 27th, 2018. Today is Just Do the Math's first healing session.
It's a racehorse, so its name is like Just Do the Math. A lot of racehorses have weird names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And today we're working to heal the root causes of Just Do the Math symptoms of body soreness and whatever obstacles stand in between Just Do the Math and winning the biggest races that he stands to win in this lifetime. And whatever those symptoms represent in such a way as to align Just Do the Math with his soul plan so he can live the life that he came here to live.
Man.
I have to wonder if she gets paid to do this.
Oh, you know she gets paid to
That's
do this.
That's crazy.
You know she does.
She's not doing anything.
My dude, do you realize how rich horse people are? People who own racehorses, they got dumb money. And they see
yeah, that's
they
true.
Get they
there
get
are purses like if a horse wins a race the,
fuck the purses
owner of, the owner of the horse wins a ton of money.
Fuck the purses. You take your money to own horses. Like you the horse racing, owning horses is just a pissing contest. It's people who already have money that bring it to the table. They don't give a fuck about the purse. They're spending more money on probably alcohol every time they go out and drink than the damn purse. They got their party budget is crazy huge because they're fucking rich. They got horse racing money.
This horse gets right at first. The horse is just like sniffing her hands, like, is there food? And then eventually they have to bring in this man to restrain the horse because the horse was getting really annoyed.
All right, Just Do the Math. This is your first healing session, so I'm going to explain in detail
this is
what's
horse
going
therapy.
On so it doesn't confuse
this is the first
you when
session.
It starts to happen, okay?
They probably don't get hired back for second sessions as often as I would like to think. Someone probably gets them like, oh, I guess they did horse. Honestly, though, the people who own the fucking horses probably aren't even seeing the horse therapy. They're probably just paying them like, oh, we got a horse therapist coming in. A horse therapist? Yeah, no, it helps them with their...
She doesn't even touch the horse.
Yeah, because she's talking spiritually. It's connected spiritually.
They should hire, there are people that massage horses, or racing horses, that massage their sore muscles. Get
that.
That
makes sense.
Pay someone to do that.
Yeah.
That's actually therapeutic for your horse.
But people that believe in luck and shit, which a lot of times when you're in gambling, at every level, you'll have some superstition and stuff. So maybe this is someone passed it on. Their horse won after this. The horse got a big win after one of these meetings. Like, oh, we're going to always use them. And I recommend it to you, too. That's how we won. We had Jamie Body Mind come down and talk to our horse. Got us spiritually connected to the angelic divination. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, you got all the right. Horse whisperer to come down. Yeah, that's the girl with the big boobies that jumps off the sky, right? Yeah, no, book her for us next
just
month.
Has her arms up in the air. I think she should just let the pit hair grow.
Nah, man. Because you would expect that from her.
And she that's could dye problem. It different colors
you would
sometimes.
Expect that. I say subvert expectations.
Her arms are always up.
Yeah.
Every time I see her.
The fact that she ain't got no hair is what's surprising to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about this. And my only thing is like, okay, if this makes you happy, that's cool. As long as you're not hurting anybody. But
yeah, sure.
Why would you film this and put it on the internet? Why?
Well, she probably... Why? Films it for her channel because they have thousands of hours of them talking to trees and bees and other shit.
Damn.
But also, I wouldn't be surprised if she films this to send back to the family that hires her. So like they're never gonna have the time to watch this anyways. They're rich people. They probably weren't there to meet her. They probably didn't interview her. Oh yeah, get the girl over, and she does it for like, here's the tape. And they're like, oh cool, there's a tape of our horse being fucking fondled.
Talk
for an hour.
To not fondled.
Yeah.
But she just talks to the horse.
But they probably think the horse is getting its belly rubbed or something even. Because they don't know. They don't care. They're rich. They're just like, we're going to have the therapist
come. She crawls into its spirit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She'll like, there's a part in this where she's like climbing in.
It's like Ace Ventura climbing out of the rhino in Ace Ventura, the sequel. When he falls out of the rhino's pussy.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There's even we have a meme called Hi Billy, and someone even incorporated oh shit, this, Hi, Billy. This one isn't it. Hold on. Why are you holding a gun at a woman, Billy?
Dude, it's my right. It's my God-given right as an American. It's my God-given right as an American. You think I give a fuck?
I had one with Jamie Bodymine, but it I have to find it.
How like many viewers do they get on that? I'm curious.
Not a whole lot, but there was a popular YouTuber that went to visit them and did it was in one of their videos, and he's just like sitting there listening to them talk. Those videos got a good amount of views, but they don't have an insane amount of views or anything like that. Okay. Maybe a couple thousand per video, like that.
I was just curious because it's like, is there like an audience for that? Like,
it's, you know,
it's weird.
People like that become a fascination to a lot of people.
That's a good point.
And I think that's the reason why there's enough people to watch them. There's a lot of people I've encountered over the years that are like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
We're fascinated with it, the chat is pointing out. Us.
Yeah.
That makes sense because, like, I am curious. Like, I want to see more. I want to be a fan.
Yeah, yeah. They're the Angelic Initiative. So Angels has something to do with it also.
Not only have they surprised me in some of their videos, like when they shit talk that tree, I was very surprised.
Yeah, they talk to spirits and you know, trees.
Not only has that surprised me, I'm surprised at how much just the simple "that's true" gets me still, because it happens all the time and I'm still like popping for it.
Yeah,
it's crazy. There might be something to these women. They might be connected to a spiritual realm, and that's why I'm feeling this way every time. The affirmation
what they're saying
of truth
is resonating.
It might
it's
be
resonating with you.
I don't
Although
get
the
it.
Tree thing, I feel like if you're berating a tree, that seems a little out of character for them, especially what
think.
They're going for.
But
I don't know.
In their defense, the tree was being an asshole. The other trees weren't, because they pointed it out. Like, the tree
you do
in the
have
backyard,
to hold it accountable.
The tree in the backyard isn't acting this way. And they go to the tree like, "We're all going to die. The tree in the backyard is going to die. The bush is going to die. We're going to die. You're not such a big man, tree. You're not such a big man. You're going to die." It's like, what the fuck? What's going on? It was nuts.
That sounds amazing.
That's true.
Yeah.
They were peer
so,
pressuring.
So was that you filming a movie, though, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on the set of the new film, Mr. Bleachers, coming out in the year 2020, starring Bill Fridge. It's not starring. I have a.
Who else is in it?
Elton John. It's not true.
We joke about Elton John a lot because I believe, because Billy has told me at one time that a British musician offered him $10,000 if Billy would take a dump on him. And I always guess that it's Elton John.
And I swear it's not Elton John. But if it was, I wouldn't tell you that it was. But I swear it's not.
I think that you told me about this before, or maybe it was on a different podcast. But I feel like if you told me a British musician, the only one I know is Elton John. So that's just where my mind would go as well.
Yeah, you don't think Ozzy Osbourne would chuck me a $10,000 to dump on him?
Well, I don't.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you didn't think it could be someone metal as fuck.
Well, I mean, they wanted to have gay sex with you too, and I don't think Ozzy Osbourne is gay.
Yeah, and you think that I am not superseding sexuality? At the time, I was 600 pounds. They wanted me to be 1,000 pounds. They wanted to feed me up.
I mean, yeah, okay.
Like that's not about man or woman at that point. That's about the flesh. That's the fatness. They just want that fat body.
Okay.
Ozzy could be into fat bods. Look at his chunky little kids.
They're not chunky anymore.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, they're both
I haven't seen them in so long. What? So how did they, like, okay, I'm curious, because you might have explained this before, so I can go back, but how did this, like, come about? Like, did they just, like, shoot you an email and, like, "Hey, Billy, can you, like, take a dump on me?" Like,
yeah,
how did this happen?
They were like, at first, they were like, "Hey, are you looking for sponsorship?" And I'm like, "What does that mean? You want to sponsor my rap career?" And they're like, "No, no, I would like to pay you I think they wanted to give me like $1,000 a week for groceries.
Yeah, he wanted to cook for you too.
Oh yeah, he wanted to take me out to eat and feed me with like meatballs until I had to crap so bad. It was very strange. And then he was like, "How much for me to have sex with you?" I was like, "I'm not gonna. You're not gonna fuck me." And he's like, "No, you can fuck me. How much?" I was like, "I don't even want to talk about this for less than $50,000." And he was like, "No problem." And I'm like, "I should have said 100K.
Yeah.
I should have said a million. I want to say a number that I thought he'd be like, nah." But then he was like, "How about just to take a dump on me, 10,000?" And I was like, "What? This is strange." But I'm like, rich at the people. Time. Yeah, at the time I was the Marilyn Monroe of fat people. I was like,
yeah, you know, he went to the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas, and they have a scale you can step on to see how much you weigh, and if you weigh over a certain amount, they give you a free meal. And he stepped on it, and the owner showed up. Like, it triggered some alarm or something, and the owner showed up. Because how much? Where were you at that point?
About 600.
Yeah. So, like, bells and whistles went off.
The owner showed up, and he offered me a job as the spokesperson, because their last two spokespersons had died of heart attacks. One had died, like, just a couple weeks before I came in.
Yeah, and you get free Heart Attack Grill food for life.
Well, you get free food as long as you're over 350 right. pounds, no matter what.
Right.
But he was going to, like, have me get, like, little dwarf lap dances and stuff. Like, it was going to be the life. I honestly should have done it.
You might be dead now.
I would be dead now, dude.
Yeah.
When I started coming into Bellevue to do this show, I was riding the bus and I'd have to walk up a hill, and I was getting winded halfway up a slight incline.
Dude, those bus seats are small too.
Yeah, I'd have to take up an entire row.
They're small for me.
It was bad. Mm-hmm. I was ready to die. I would be dead right now if I didn't go on a diet. I'm pretty sure of it.
Me and Billy,
you lost so much weight too. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Good for you, man. That is insanity. Like, that's willpower.
I mean, I'm still fat as fuck. That's the worst part. I'm still fat shit. I was like cartoon balloon big before.
Yes.
And now I'm just like, oh, look at that fat fuck. And like, yeah.
But you've come, like, that's so huge. And like, this is one thing that I've realized is like, no matter how much progress you make, like, the way that we operate is we just will find something else, you know, some other reason to pick on ourselves and like shit on ourselves. But like, that's so remarkable. Like, that's crazy. That's good for you. Like, for me, my thing was always like, I had crooked teeth, and we were too poor to like to get braces.
Same.
So I had like one snaggle tooth. So then I got braces, and I'm like, oh, I fixed that. And then it's like, well, maybe my voice is a little bit too annoying. And like, you always like you find something, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I got to the point where like, I was like, I'm fat. I'm always going to be fat. I'm going to be the best at being fat that I can possibly be. I'm not going to
top five all time fat.
I would say, yeah, I was like a top 10 all time fat.
Top 10.
I'm up there. Yeah, I don't want to say top five. I'm up there with like Haystacks Calhoun and those two twins on the bicycles, Ben and Billy.
Yeah.
The two fucking rotund twins.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, there's like further for the 60s. I wish I would have had an episode of my 600
pound life. They were in the Guinness
Book
of World Records for being the fattest twins on Earth.
And they were big. They were like 700 pounds. They would ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have done a 600 pound life on me before I started losing weight, though. Because I would have been like the most lit 600 pound life ever.
I'm surprised you couldn't get an endorsement from like a keto food company or something.
I know.
It just seems like that's right, you know, right down your alley.
Let me get a piece of that. Cash.
Is that what you're doing is keto?
I was, yeah, for majority of it. But now I'm just going low-carb and calorie counting. I've kind of plateaued recently, and I'm okay with that because I was going hard for so long. And I'm going to have to go hard again, but it's going to have to be like a reinvention of what I'm doing. Mm. So we'll see.
Well, good for you.
We'll see the next step. I've been kind of enjoying a little more leeway on stuff. But not huge. Like, it's nothing like before.
Have you had pizza?
Yeah, but I get cauliflower crust. Quest puts out pizzas. They're like $10 for a Quest freezer pizza that's like four slices for $10. It's not a great deal, but it's like, I don't know.
Somebody took a photo of the world's fattest twins and put our heads on them.
Yeah. And what's fucked up is the me one looks like me, before I went on
like,
the diet.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's with a thinner face version of me.
Yeah.
But that could be me.
I think that guy was fatter than you, though.
But he had maybe 100 pounds on me at my height.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And Ben, like, you look more, like, the edit of you looks more natural. Like, mine looks like it's more Photoshopped. Yours looks like it belongs there. Obviously not your body, but it's very strange. And their names were Ben and Billy.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you just said that, like, as, you know, to... No,
we were looking up, fats for something, right? I don't remember what it was, but they came up and were like, Ben fats. And Billy, that's us. That's us. The drinking pizzas podcast.
Drinking
interesting.
Pizzas.
Yeah, when you're so fat, you just drink the pizza.
Drink the pizza. Yeah. All right. So we've got probably about 15 minutes left of the show. For those of you who are viewers of the post show, we will be doing the post show on Twitch tonight, so you can go over there and check us out. Me and Billy will be streaming over there, playing a few more videos, hanging out. You guys can come and hang out with us, so don't miss that. And the patrons, we'll bring them on and talk to them live too at some point.
They're on the post show. And for those of you that don't get the post show, but still get the private show, we'll be here tomorrow for the private show.
Tomorrow
night for the private show. And if you don't get the private show, not the post show.
You know what's so sad?
What?
Evan Lefevre is in Spokane.
Really?
Yeah, and he wanted to come out here on Saturday and be on the show in the studio, but his train on Saturday leaves too early, so he couldn't possibly make it.
What time does his train leave?
I don't know all the details, but that's what he told me.
Is he free tomorrow?
I don't know, but he was it's a private show.
Yeah.
I think he'd be more interested in being on like a public show.
Well, I would like him to be on the public show too. But
yeah.
Maybe if
we
had him in here.
We do a public show before
we'll do
the
pre-show. If we had him here for the pre-show, maybe people would come join us for Evan. My guy.
Maybe you should talk to him and convince him.
I'm going to tell him to get his little ass down here. It's 5 hours there and 5 hours back for me to go pick his ass
up. Yeah, 10-hour drive.
So like, that's not something I want to do.
But you would?
I would probably go pick his ass up.
Wow.
But I'd make him take a train home. I'd be like, it's on you to get home, my dude.
Yeah, you take the Empire Builder out there, right?
Yeah, it goes from Spokane back here. There's a private show tomorrow. There's an actual show Saturday.
Yes.
So got to get his ass. I wonder what time the train comes. Get his ass.
You're
on gonna
train. Look that up.
Yeah, get him out here. Get that boy out here.
Yeah, that's it. He's a buddy of ours that we've streamed with multiple times, and he lives far away. He just like ended up out in this area, so we're like, man, but he's still kind of far away.
Yeah, yeah. Just
he's
far
on the other side of the state.
Yeah. Yeah, he's almost in Idaho.
It's five hours away. If I go over there, I might need to sleep over at someone's house. So if you're watching,
yeah, that's
you live
a
in
long,
Spokane,
miserable drive.
Yeah.
Five
I can't
hours
sleep over
through
we got,
the desert. Most
got a
of
show
the way.
Tomorrow and Saturday. I got no time for this. How much is a fucking
I get
plane ticket?
In like a 20-minute car drive. Like he's 20 also, minutes. I'm like, fuck.
You also have to drive through Snoqualmie Pass, so you're driving through the mountains at the very beginning of at the very beginning of the drive. You're driving all through the mountains.
Fuck that.
And that takes forever.
There's $49 from Spokane to Seattle, Alaskan Air. Let me see if we can get one for tomorrow. You can fly over here, and then he could be on the show. I'll go pick him up from the airport. I'll do that shit. But I need it tomorrow. What day is it today? The 27th? Let me see. Where the hell is...
Yeah, Billy's doing some hard research.
It is the 26th.
It's not letting me change the date.
Are you looking at the train schedule?
I'm on AlaskaAir.com to fly his ass over.
You'll fly him?
I mean, it's cheaper than a train.
Is it?
Yeah, flights are cheaper than a train for most flights. I'm not seeing the damn date change.
Taking the train from Seattle to Portland is way cheaper than taking a flight.
From Seattle to Portland?
Yeah.
Seattle to Portland's like $59.
Well,
for a flight. For a flight.
So for like a train, it would be like 30 with the Saver fare. So yeah, it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. This is says 49 one way nonstop. But I cannot get the date set up right.
I don't know, dude. I we'll have to look into this later.
I'm not going to get in my Prius and drive 5 hours there and 5 hours back.
I'm not saying you have to.
That's what Nightmare said. I'm not going to go get him. It's not 5 hours. It's 10 hours. You drove for 15 hours from Seattle a month ago? Yeah, that's you, though. That's you. It's not me.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's so brutal.
Yeah, when I moved out here, I drove from Ohio. It was like 3 days driving 12 hours a day.
Damn, that's a lot. I would be so drained. Like, I wouldn't be able to stay awake.
Yeah.
I also get so antsy, like, in the car. Like, I just can't, like, sit still. Like, I'm always, like, fidgety. So it's, like, tough to, like, stay in, like, one spot.
All right, so getting a ticket there right now is actually $165 because it's last minute.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's just one way.
Yeah, I drove through Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, and Washington. I drove through all of those states.
Damn.
Took forever.
Oh, the thought is like unfathomable.
Yeah.
And plus, you can't play Pokemon Go through the mountains, so why the fuck would I drive all the way to Spokane to get him?
Good one. So we have a couple minutes left. Did we get any more Streamlabs or anything?
I think there was one from Killer99 said, to be fair, Marianne Williamson said we could defeat Tornado with positive thoughts. Marianne Williamson was crazy as shit, but she was positive as fuck about it.
She was positive.
Like,
yeah,
she was like crazy, but
good vibes.
You loved her for being how crazy she was. You're like,
she grew on me a lot towards the end.
She's like,
I'm acting like her campaign's over. I pissed her off though about a month ago because
you tell her unicorns weren't real.
I that probably would have done it too, but no, I tweeted at her because she, like, each candidate will submit answers to questions that the Iowa Action sends them, and she said that she was not for Medicare for all. So I'm like, come on, you just, like, you said that you were in favor of it, so shame on you. And I tweeted that to her, and then she responded, this is not accurate. So then I'm like, okay, I'll delete it. If you can clarify, that'd be great. And then I forgot where she said it. I don't know if it was on TV or something, but then she doubled down. She's like, no, I'm in favor of a public option. So I'm like, so I was right. What the fuck? I thought you were about love and healing and shit. Come on.
Crystal healing.
But she seems like a sweet person. I don't know if you guys saw her interview on the Rubin Report. That was so entertaining.
I did not.
I can't stand Dave Rubin, but she made it worthwhile. I watched the entire thing.
I'll probably watch that, yeah.
You should watch. It's really fun because she was like, you can see on her face that she was like genuinely puzzled by his stupidity at some of the questions that he asked. Like, it was so bad. He asked something like, so are you running for president or would you prefer like a sort of side thing? And she's like, I'm running for president. And I'm like, why are you asking her if she's running for a side thing when she's running for president? Why would you waste your time on that? Like, you're sitting here with a presidential candidate. You can ask them whatever you want. And you ask them if they want to be on a side thing or whatever. And then you effectively ask, why does the government do stuff? Why can't we have, you know, the private market do this or whatever? Like, it was bad, but she made it really funny because you can tell she was, like, irritated. And it's worth watching. That's the only time I'll endorse watching the Rubin Report, is so you can see him get dunked on by Marianne Williamson.
Oh, man, that's got to suck when you get dunked on by the lady who wrote Harry Potter. She's an author, right?
Yeah, she's an author. She was also, and I don't know if this is correct or accurate, she was like Oprah's spiritual advisor.
What? Oh, yeah, that's why I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that she said that she wasn't, but like, That's basically the descriptions that I saw, and maybe it wasn't like, maybe that's not the technical term that she used, but it seems like that's what she was. And she wrote, like, she's, I guess she's super big among like these Hollywood, like, celebrity Beverly Hills circles, and all of them love her. Like, Alanis Morissette, like, wrote a theme song for her Senate campaign, I think it was, before. Like, she has a pretty strong following. It's really surprising to me.
She's written,
I didn't know anything.
She has four New York Times number one bestsellers.
She's written 13 books, including four New York Times number one bestsellers in the advice, how to, and miscellaneous category, as well as Harry Potter series. And she has a volunteer food delivery program that serves homebound people with HIV/AIDS. They serve them the AIDS? And other life-threatening illnesses. She is also the co-founder of the Peace Alliance, a nonprofit education and advocacy organization supporting peace-building projects. We don't need Marianne Williamson in the White House. We need Marianne Williamson in all of our houses. She's got to be the new house mom for America.
She seems like such a sweet, like, person. Like, she genuinely seems like well-intentioned. She doesn't really know very much about, like, policy details. That's evident. But, like, it's hard to not like her. Like, it's really hard to, like, dislike her. Same like Andrew Yang. Like, I don't agree with Andrew Yang politically. I think he has some good ideas, but he's such a nice guy that you can't not like him. Like, his personality, like, he's so endearing. Like, he's just cool.
I love how he was goth in high school.
Andrew Yang.
Yeah, so have you seen that?
His high school pic. I thought he looked more cholo than goth.
I think he was trying to be like goth.
Was it the one with the plaid shirt and stuff?
I don't think so. Hold on.
No, he had like a shirt with like a red, I don't know if it was like a satanic star, something on his shirt. He looked like he was from those 2000s like punk bands.
Yeah.
I swear I seen a picture of him and he was wearing like a flannel. He looked like he was dressed like a cholo. It was like a group photo.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Let me see if I can find something about it on the damn internets.
On the internets.
It was like a group photo. Everybody else was wearing a suit. He was wearing like a plaid flannel. He looks like he's in a Korean boy band here. Isn't this like a BTS photograph?
Yeah. I was about to put that one up on the screen.
And then
right here.
Yeah. Yang Gang. And then there's another good one here. Like this boy, he could take Sean Astin's spot on the Goonies. Fuck the racist character from the Goonies.
90s hairstyle.
Yeah, he could be the damn Samwise Gamgee of the Goonies.
Here's another one that I just found that I'll pull up right here.
Yeah, that's a very like punk type of like hairstyle, I feel like grunge. It's funny how you can like tell the era that a photo was taken just based on like the hairstyle.
Yeah.
How old is he? Late 30s?
I think he's in his 40s. Late 40s, I want to say. I'm not sure.
Let's see. He is 44, actually.
44, okay. So mid-40s, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and here he is about to stand outside of his girlfriend's house with a boombox.
Say anything. See how he has a trench coat?
The duster. Badass.
Man, I want to see the damn photo of like the group photo I saw of him. Everybody else was wearing a suit except him. He just looked like he was loked out with the damn plaid bullshit Nirvana looking shit.
Nirvana.
It looked cholo, but then I was like, it could be like lazy Nirvana. But they would usually
like back in that era, yeah.
Grunge would wrap the same thing around their waist. You know, it would be like a waist hanging plaid. The cholos would wear it and button up the top button. And he had I don't know if he had the top button buttoned up, but he was wearing it very gangstified. Yang gangsta.
See, it says here, here's one of the articles I saw about this.
Andrew Yang identifies as ex-goth, challenges Beto O'Rourke to a skate-off. Damn!
The Cure, The Smiths, Joy Division.
You know it's a presidential race when you're getting challenged to a skate-off.
Although I don't think it's a good idea because I don't want him to raise like Beto O'Rourke's like name, national name recognition any higher because he's starting to pass them. I fucking hate Beto.
You don't think he would school Beto? He wouldn't just...
Yeah, I would like to see that because I can't stand Beto because he's such a like smug shit and Yang is more down to earth. So I would like to see Beto get owned in some way skating.
How fuck would it be if Beto beat him?
I just remembered, this just reminded me that Morrissey's coming to town.
Oh yeah,
I was like, yeah, I'm a fan of Morrissey.
Does Morrissey he humps young boys, right?
What? I mean, he humps boys.
I thought it was young boys.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're always trying to throw those accusations onto people. You do that a lot. So, Billy.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up the show now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm busy trying to find stories about Morrissey's sex life.
Why?
I need to know.
You're weird.
I need to know.
It's really weird.
What? I was talking with somebody about this recently.
No. And you're remembering it all wrong. For some reason, you always go towards the like child molestation route. No, Morrissey is really in... to Latin American men, and he always performs in Latin America, like even like the southwestern United States, he performs there a lot, and then from there all the way down to like South America, he's huge there. That's what you're thinking about, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, Menudo came up in my mind.
Menudo?
Yeah, with Ricky Martin.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anything from them. They were
terrible.
I'm sure that's way before my time. All the boy bands were terrible.
Menudo is also a food, though, and it's delicious.
That's where the band got their name.
Yes.
Menudo is a soup made with tripe.
Yeah, I used to eat it when I lived in New Mexico.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's kind of like a spicy minestrone with tripe.
Huh.
Yeah. Very good. All right. So we are going to go do the post show. Mike, thanks for joining us. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. The MyBlue Intense Liquipods are satisfyingly smooth. Satisfying yet simple. No fuss with refilling liquids. Just choose from a range of flavors, pop in a liquid pod, and MyBlue goes with you all day. Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online. MyBlue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.